Yeah, he's a guy that we've talked about. His command is the big thing. Can he keep it in the strike zone? And obviously, last time out, he gave up a couple home runs for the first time in a long time. He had to go back to May 6th the last time he had given up a home run. Now has given up 5 this year. So it's a humid night tonight in Midland. We always talk about it. Can he keep the loons in the park? And tonight, I'd love to see him have 2 walks or less, Jesse. I mean, you look at his walk numbers, 4, 3, 5, 4, 3, 4, and then go back to May 12th, the last time he had 2 or less walks. Would love to see him keep the base on balls number down tonight.
Taking on a team that has walked 339 times this year, and the Great Lakes Loons. On the other side, the right-hander Kendall Williams gets the ball, just his 3rd start with the Loons in his 2nd season. Originally a 2nd rounder of the Toronto Blue Jays, we saw Kendall Williams last year. Here he is, relatively new once again this year. Not too many strikeouts yet, which is usually a calling card of a Loon.
Yeah, just 4 strikeouts, 4 walks, but again, he's only pitched 8 innings, but the ERA is just up over 2, so it's another difficult pitcher with experience. As you mentioned, he was added from low A Rancho Cucamonga last year in late April. So Lugnuts have seen him, and hopefully they can find a way to push through tonight. Finally, we're able to break through with that big 7-run frame, but that was all that they got in yesterday's 2nd game.
We've got a couple of roster moves to tell you about. First is a return. The infielder Alexander Campos is coming back to Lansing from AAA Las Vegas. He was up there for emergency reasons. And Adam, the 2nd move, congratulations to Johnny Barrels rocketing up to the Rockhounds.
Well earned, man. I mean, the month of June was great to Johnny. He was hitting home runs left and right, supplied the pop, leaves this team with the most home runs on the team with 10 this season, and started to steal some bags as well. Was effective leading off, but then sitting in the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th hole. Great to see Johnny Butler get the move, and certainly well-deserved to join the other Nuts that have made their way up to AA this year.
We're going to take a brief break. When we return, Adam and I will give you the starting 9s. Lugnuts and Loons, Game 4 of a 6-game series from Midland.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, there's the real hero of the night. Thanks so much, Ken Kay, as we bring you back to Dow Diamonds here in Midland, Michigan, as the fans are filing in on Captain America night. Lugnuts trying to play villain tonight and come out on top. Pick up their 2nd straight win. The Nuts 33-38, 2-4 in the 2nd half. On the other side, the Great Lakes Loons 48-23, 3-3 in the 2nd half. They, of course, your first half winners in the Midwest League East Division. Let's get those starting lineups, beginning with your Nuts. Max Muncy leads off at shortstop. Caden Trinkle in left field batting 2nd. DHing tonight and hitting 3rd, Daniel Susak. Junior Perez cleaning up in center field. Brian Buelbas bats 5th and plays right field. At 3rd base is Jack Winkler hitting 6th. Danny Bautista Jr. swings 7th at 1st base. CJ Rodriguez is catching, hitting 8th. And Aribe Angeles rounds out the 9 at 2nd base. Muncy, Trankel, Susak, Perez, Buelbas, Winkler, Bautista, Rodriguez, Angeles. Jesse, who you got that's going to go off tonight for the Nuts?
I'm taking Caden Trankel. 3rd game back from the injured list, his 1st game 2-for-4, his 2nd game 2-for-4 with a 2-run single. He has been an igniter.
Yes, indeed. I like that pick, and those Nuts in support of the righty. Jacob Waters. Okay, for the Great Lakes Loons, 48 victories this season and 71 games down. Taylor Young leads off at third base. Luis Diaz at short, hitting second. Gainer Fernandez DHing, hitting third. Griffin Lockwood Powell bats cleanup at first base. In left field is Chris Newell, hitting fifth. Chris Aline hits sixth and plays right field. Max Hewitt is at second base, batting seventh. Frank Rodriguez behind the plate, hitting eighth. And Jake Fogle in center field to round out the nine for the Great Lakes Loons. Young, Diaz, Fernandez, Lockwood, Powell, Newell, Aline, Hewitt, Rodriguez, Fogle. What you got for the Loons?
I'm going to take a player whom the Lugnuts have pitched very well so far through the series. Chris Newell is 0-for-6 with four strikeouts and a walk. He has 19 home runs this year. They promoted him up from single A after he just destroyed the California League. And now Chris Newell here in the Midwest League, five home runs. And yet I think if the Lugnuts continue to control his power, continue to keep him in the ballpark, watch out.
He was my pick tonight, just in case you did starting lineups. I was going to go with that guy.
Chris Newell, that is an important power figure in the middle of the attack. They have shut his power off so far.
19 home runs in 64 games in the promotion, as Jesse's talking about, from Rancho up to Midland. And, Jesse, here's the big thing tonight. Again, Lansing has done a decent job, only two home runs in this series. Look at the humidity tonight, 67%. It's a warm one, and that ball should be flying tonight at Dow Diamond. So if you're Jacob Waters, who just gave up those two home runs in his last start, you got to be extra careful tonight.
That's where I look for the bowling ball, because Waters, with that two-seam fastball, he can throw it so effectively, break bats, get weak grounders. You want to see the ball on the ground. It's a Loons team where these batters are specifically trying to launch and lift. And that's why, as we look through their order, and it's so surprising to see, but there's batter after batter who does not hit into a double play because they never hit the ball on the ground. Well, when that bowling ball is coming in, the bat shatters, and that ball tends to roll somewhere.
And you'd love that, because this Lugnuts defense has been tremendous this year. You're talking about the second least errors in the league with 53 and the most double plays with 68. I don't believe they had a double play yesterday in the 14 innings. So very uncharacteristic of them. But that could be a factor tonight with Jacob Waters potentially getting those ground ball outs. Maybe another twin killing or two coming tonight. But trust your defense to pick the baseball up, which the Nuts have done all year.
Adam, you were looking over the splits for Waters entering play today. The power-hitting, left-handed hitting Dalton Rushing is out of the starting lineup, and replacing him is Yainer Fernandez, a right-handed hitter. So as a matter of fact, out of the nine for the Loons, only three of them will bat from the left side against Waters all in a row. Newell, Aline, and Hewitt, 5, 6, and 7. Hewitt is not really a dangerous hitter. Chris Aline is scuffled throughout this year. We already talked about Newell. In general, it's the right-handers today against Waters, and he's had a lot more success.
Yes, he has, just simply in commanding the zone, right? That's the big thing with Jacob Waters. Can you work around the walks, which the walks have gone up for him each month? Now, so have the strikeouts. In the month of May, Jacob Waters had just 9 walks. May, he had 12. And the last month in June, he had 16. So you total those up, that's 37 walks, but the curious thing, Jesse, 26 of those 37 walks issued by Jacob Waters this year have been against left-handed batters. So he's been much more comfortable finding the zone against the righties. And as you mentioned, it plays into a righty lineup tonight for the Loons.
Kendall Williams on the other side, we have not seen too much from him this year. We have seen from him in years past. And quite frankly, he can be frustrating in terms of he can labor, he can be around the plate, he can go deep in accounts. When he came out of high school, he was a touted prospect as drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays. And things have just not worked out. He was traded with Ryan Noda for Ross Stripling. Noda has since been acquired in the Rule 5 draft by the Oakland A's. He's playing in the major leagues, and he might be an all-star this year. And here's Williams still down in high A.
Yeah, second-round pick in 2019. I believe he was committed to go to Vanderbilt. So, again, you talk about a baseball program that's tremendous and can really pick up great pitchers. We've seen so many come through Vanderbilt and get up to the major leagues. But, yeah, Williams seems like he's still trying to figure things out. It's a small sample size this year, but last year with Williams, the ERA sat just up over 4 with 53 walks, 96 strikeouts. So similar type of thing to Waters, trying to command the zone consistently.
Last time out for Williams, he walked 4 in 4 innings. Now, he's going to be followed to the mound by Adolfo Ramirez, a 23-year-old out of Mexico. And, Adam, Adolfo Ramirez has a 6.75 ERA with 17 walks in 17 and one-third innings. The Lugnuts do not walk very much as a team. And he just lost a player in the promoted Johnny Butler, who fought the pitcher tooth and nail in two strike counts. These are two pitchers that you have to be patient with. You cannot give away the at-bat too early.
Yes, 100% what we've talked about all year. You've got to swing at pitches in the zone, and certainly that's going to be even more key tonight. The two assistant coaches out there, well, one manager, the other assistant coach, Daniel Nava, for the Great Lakes Loons, and on the other side, Luis Baez, the assistant hitting coach for the Nuts, exchanging their lineups with home plate and bases umpire Juan Gomez. And Daniel, by the way, we've got the Captain America shield that has been painted behind home plate, and the batter's box pretty cool, and the field is clear, ready for the Loons in their Captain America red, white, and blue themed uniforms to take the field. Well, again, the Nuts will play villain tonight. It just seems like they should be in the black uniforms, and they are.
When we see Adolfo Ramirez, I've looked ahead. He's from Heroica Mulegé. Heroica, H-E-R-O-I-C-A. Yes, the Lugnuts should be wearing the black. They are the anti-hero today, the antagonist. Yesterday, they ruined game two of the doubleheader, the seven runs in the fifth inning, seven being a very magical number. And you see, can they be spoil sport on this Saturday night?
The anti-hero, huh? Do you think they're down there saying, it's me, hi. Old Taylor Swift for you, Jesse.
I'm the problem.
That's right. You know, I think it was here last year that Jesse and I had our full half inning of Taylor Swift songs because Drew Swift was playing, and they were playing them out to Taylor Swift. In the meantime, walking out onto the field, they've got the big American flag all rolled up. And it looks to be about 18 to 20 individuals helping hold the flag as they will stretch that thing out. We will get ready for the national anthem tonight. Game four of this series, we will play into Monday. A little bit different. We had two off days last week, so the series concludes on Monday before the Lugnuts come back home against the Lake County Captains to celebrate July 4th. But a lot of red, white, and blue in the crowd tonight, and another big crowd here at Dow Diamond.
I think that would be red, white, and Dodger blue.
Yes, I think that's fair. Red caps tonight for the Loons. And again, they've got the red, white, and blue themed uniforms with the white pants to go along. And the Lugnuts in the silver caps with the black hats or the black brims. Black uniforms with Lugnuts across the chest. And they've got the gray pants. And trying to play spoiler tonight, the Loons have taken two of the first three. They have been close games outside of the 4-0 win on Wednesday. It was a one-run win for the Loons in game one yesterday. And then the Lugnuts won by two runs in the second game. All right, we're ready for the national anthem, so we'll send it down to the field as we get ready to hear the Star Spangled Banner.
The flag is flown at several of the larger military bases in the United States. The garrison flag is provided by the Great Lakes Bay Veterans Coalition and Knights members of the Women's Veterans Network and some of their great supporters are presenting tonight's flag. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps. Turn your attention to the flag on the field. Veterans, you may salute the flag. And
Well sung, just about ready to play ball here at Dow Diamond. It's the Loons and the Lugs for a fourth time of six meetings this week at Dow Diamond. The Great Lakes Loons 48-23, the Lansing Lugnuts 33-38. Jacob Waters gets the ball for the Nuts, the righty trying to get the Nuts their 34th victory of the season and their fifth win against the Loons. They played six meetings this year, Lansing's won four. Great Lakes has won two. On the other side, the righty, Kendall Williams. It is Captain America night, so the red, white, and blue in full force as we kick off the month of July. With the call of the game, to my right, the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let me tell you about this Great Lakes Loons defensive alignment. And let's begin with the catcher, Frank Rodriguez. Griffin Lockwood Powell is at first base with Max Hewitt at second. The shortstop is Luis Diaz, and Taylor Young is over at third. On the outfield, Chris Newell is in left, Jake Vogel is in center, and Chris Bubba Aline is in right. They're wearing their Captain America-themed uniforms today. The gigantic American flag that had been in between the pitcher's mound and second base has been folded up, and they are marching it off the field third base side. So these Loons will go through their defensive warm-ups, and then Muncy, Trenkel, Susak. You can find Adam and I via social media at Adam Jaksa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. For me, at Jay Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. And for email, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Well, our umpiring crew, the home plate umpire, Juan Gomez, and the bases umpire, Daniel, by the way. Currently mostly cloudy above. There were concerns about rain, but as it was, the rain stayed to the south. And as a matter of fact, that rain rolled right through Lansing, Michigan. Here in Midland, it's 81 degrees, feels like it's 85 degrees. And we will see, we hope, as the sun sets, that things should cool off nicely here on the very first day in the month of July. Seagull flies overhead. The wind blows from right to left across the field. And it's another fine crowd at Dow Diamond. Picnickers all over the lawn area down the right side beyond the Loons dugout and behind the Loons bullpen. And there's also a thin grassy berm that stretches around from left field foul pole to right field foul pole, and there are blankets spread out on that lawn. Play ball has been declared. And so here we go. The one area of lawn expanse that is not covered in picnic blankets, the center field batter's eye. And the batter's eye here in Great Lakes features 19 evergreen trees. That's what the batter's looking into, trying to pick up the pitch. The pitch as thrown in by the big right-hander, Kendall Williams, at 6'6", 205 pounds, hailing from Olive Branch, Mississippi. He features a fastball, a curveball, a changeup, and a slider. And we'll see if he also features an Olive Branch.
What would we expect if it's an Olive Branch? What are we getting with that?
That's a good question.
Branch filled with olives? I don't know, Jesse.
A declaration of peace, I was hoping. Here's Max Muncy. The time is 7:09 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. The windup, the pitch. Muncy bounces it foul back into the left side. Strike one. We are underway. Adam, I love that stat of yours. Max Muncy on the first pitch of plate appearances is hitting 500 this year. Doesn't put the first one into play. How about the second one? Righty to righty. Ripped on a line down the left side, down for a base hit, and one hop off the wall. Muncy digs for second, losing his helmet. No relay throw in. He arrives there standing with his 14th double of the year.
Well, how about that? An extra base hit to get us rolling. That's the 18th hit in this series for the Nuts, and just their second extra base hit, and Max Muncy crushed that thing.
It had been a source of fascination and confusion for Adam and I over the course of the first three games of the series. The Lugnuts collecting hits, but all of them singles except one. Well, now Caden Trenkel batting left. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. A fastball at 92 miles an hour from Williams. Trenkel 4-for-8 since returning from the injured list, batting now .275 through 23 games. Two doubles, a triple, two homers. The left-handed batter waits. The deal. At the letters, called a strike by Juan Gomez. A fastball at 91. The Lugnuts are looking to get off to the quick start. Muncy in scoring position and nobody out. Daniel Susak on deck. The pitcher Williams comes set. Deals. Bounced it in, well blocked by Frank Rodriguez. Ball one. Williams already does have one wild pitch in his first two outings. Red Sox pulled up high, just to the knees for Williams. Muncy, the base runner at second, Black Sox pulled up. And time granted at home plate before the 1-2 pitch could be thrown. Granted to the batter, Trenkel. Caden Trenkel out of Hillsboro, Texas, just turned 22 years of age 2 days ago, the postponed day. Now the pitch. Broke down and in. A slider for ball two.
Only a hero stays off that pitch. Very enticing.
This is going to be fun. A marvel with Adam by my side. A superhero night in Great Lakes.
On your left.
Here's the set. Here's the 2-2. Strike three called on the inside corner. Trenkel disagrees. First strikeout for Williams and the first out of the ball game.
I liked how Trenkel disagreed, though. He checked in with the home plate umpire, Jesse, as he was walking back, nodded his head to say, okay, I understand, and hopefully he adjusts for next time.
The difficulty, if you're watching this game on MLB TV, the camera does not show the location of home plate. It shows only dirt. Righty, righty. Daniel Susak waits. On the pitch. Swing and a miss. He was late. Strike one at the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a peculiar MLB TV camera setup in that respect where you can't see home. So let us tell you that home plate is there and also the Captain America shield has been painted. Here's the pitch. That breaks low. One ball and one strike on Susak. Daniel Susak in yesterday's doubleheader, 2-for-3 with two singles in game one. And a game two had one hit, and that one hit was a two-run single in the Lugnuts' pivotal 7-run fifth inning. Muncy at second, no score, one out. Righty to righty, the pitch breaks low and away, ball two.
And I'd love to see from Susak right now, Jesse, look at how shifted they are with Lockwood Powell. I mean, he's basically halfway between first and second. If he can just take a pitch outside and go the opposite way up the first baseline, it'd be a beauty to see him do that and score a run.
Second baseman Hewitt is right up the middle. Williams' pitch, that's fouled off, off the right side, off the railing in front of the Loons' dugout. Pitch came in on the hands, two balls, two strikes. His two-run single yesterday, Adam, was sent right through that right side. Junior Perez is waiting on deck.
Think about it, too, if he gets hit that way, Lockwood Powell has got to run a long way to go cover first base.
Outfield straight up. The set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him instead with the high cheddar. Back-to-back strikeouts for Williams. Susak a couple of times in that at-bat. That fastball from Williams is 91-92, but he's 6 feet 6 inches tall. He's releasing it closer to home plate. And it seemed like those fastballs jumped at him. He wasn't ready.
And they came up on him quick.
Righty, righty. The pitch to Junior Perez. Outside corner, strike called with the Williams fastball.
Well, let's see if Junior Perez can pick up his teammates. You get an extra base hit for just the second time in the series, and then two guys don't put it in play.
Muncy, the leadoff double, still at second. No score. Williams delivers. There's a rocket to left field, but it hangs up right at Newell. An Adam ball to end the inning. Leadoff double, left. Lugnuts don't score. Going to the bottom half of the first inning. Here comes Great Lakes against Jacob Waters.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
With Adam Jackson, Jessica Brick-Strassler here with you, going to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts left, a leadoff double by Max Muncy in a scoreless top half. And now Jacob Waters will face Taylor Young, Luis Diaz, and then Yainer Fernandez. Righties, all of them. The right-hander on the hill, three right-handed batters coming up. The catcher for the Lugnuts is C.J. Rodriguez, so we've got Rodriguez against Rodriguez in the catching department. Frank Rodriguez, the Loons catcher. At first base, Danny Batista Jr. Aribe Alanales plays second. Max Muncy's at short. Jack Winkler's at third. In the outfield, Trinklin left, Perez in center, Welbas in right. The first pitch to Taylor Young, skied above third base. Jack Winkler steps toward his bag, makes the catch. You know, you could have put Jack Winkler's feet in cement blocks, and I think that still would have been a pop-out for at number one.
Yeah, I think he moved half a step just inside the base. He just had to wait a long time for it to come down, but that's a great start for Jacob Waters.
Now Luis Diaz, who had himself a fine game two yesterday and a losing cause for Great Lakes. The pitch to him takes the fastball low. Ball one at 95. Diaz singled, doubled, homered, and then in his final at-bat walked. He was the Loons' offense. Upright stands, crowds the plate. The deal fouled off into the screen. Again, 95 for Jacob to start. One ball and one strike with one out, nobody on, and no score home half of the first inning. Luis Yanel Diaz, the pitch. That's lined foul up the right side. Over the Loons pen, up onto the hill. We have the perfect angle from the broadcast booth where we sit to see the kids scrambling about on that hill. One ball and two strikes on the Loons shortstop. Diaz, 23 years of age. Second year with the Loons. Full wind, the pitch, a chopper hit toward short, two bounces to Muncy. Here's his throw to first, in time, plenty of time, and one shortstop retires the other.
I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of movement, at least to start this game out there on the hill. It's humid, you're kind of just soaking it up. I don't know if people want to get up and move around, just want to relax out there.
It has that feel to it in terms of a low energy but enjoyable crowd. They're not talking all that much. Righty, righty, two outs. Yainer Fernandez takes ball one low. Felt like this in game one of yesterday's doubleheader. Everybody was just settling in. Waters to the plate. Swing and a miss. There's that great power curve, and Fernandez missed it by 2 feet. First action for Fernandez in this series. Game number 51. The pitch. Fly ball center field, in rushes Perez. It falls for a base hit. He plays it in. A two-out single for Fernandez. So bring up Griffin Lockwood Powell. The crowd picks up on the video board in this Captain America night in Great Lakes. It's the shield door opening. The player's agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. credentials, and then the headshot revealed with the Captain America-themed Loons jersey. The deal, fastball runs inside at 96, ball one. Lockwood Powell's hitting 247, and this is game number 50 for him. 12 doubles, 7 home runs. Two outs, runner at first, no score. The pitch. Curveball bounces in. The catcher, Rodriguez, blocked it. It bounced up for him. He stood up, he grabbed it, and he stared down to first base at Fernandez. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Waters from the first base side of the rubber. Let's it fly. Ground ball on the left side and through. Base hit in the left field to the right of Muncy. And left, Caden Trenkle Gloves gets it into Max Muncy. Back-to-back singles. Lockwood Powell moves Fernandez up to second base.
First time we see Jacob Waters get behind 2-0. Griffin Lockwood Powell's waiting on the fastball. He gets it intercut, and he puts it in play and gets a base hit.
So here's the danger man. On the front page of the Loons game notes, it says, crown jewel for Chris Newell. Here's the Virginia Cavalier. Left-handed batter, a first lefty to face Waters. Takes, ball one outside, and Waters is behind in the count.
Who wins, West or just Virginia?
That's been a battle that has been raging for centuries. West Virginia Mountaineer Jacob Waters looks back at second, then deals. There's a called strike in the inside corner. It was a changeup, and Adam, his catcher Rodriguez, had set up away. Came in, still caught the edge. 1 ball, 1 strike on Newell.
I just didn't want to get behind 2-0 again. That was an important pitch.
Scoreless in the first, 2 on, 2 out for Great Lakes. The deal. That's just a little high and wide. 2 balls, 1 strike. He went back-to-back change-ups. Newell 0-for-6 in the series. 4 strikeouts and a walk. Choking up on the bat. Upright stance from the left. The deal. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 96. 2-2. That's where I love seeing the change-up setting up the fastball, because now does that batter have that fastball timed up? Maybe not.
Yeah, I'd love to see the changeup or go to that curve and hook it in on the outside corner for a called strike three here. He's got options.
A pop out, a ground out, a Fernandez single, a Lockwood Powell single. And now a 2-2 pitch to Newell. Ground ball past Waters, back of second base. Muncy accepts and steps right on the keystone. Lockwood Powell is forced, side retired. 2 singles, 2 left. Scoreless onward to the second inning from Midland's Dow Diamond.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A marriage proposal accepted as we go to the second inning. Lugnuts and Loons, no score. Brian Buelbas, Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista Jr. coming up against Kendall Williams. Now, whatever happens, you'd figure it's not going to be as meaningful as the moment we just saw. And the man doing the proposing had on a shirt that said, "She said yes," that he could not wait to reveal to this crowd. And she did say yes, thank goodness.
Listen, if you're going to do a proposal at a baseball game, you can't top what we just saw. That was outstanding.
Adam first looked to his left to Lasorda's landing, and he noted that there were a bunch of fans holding out signs that all read, "Will you marry me?" Kendall Williams deals to Brian Buelbas first, opening up this top of the second. Righty, righty. The 6-6 Northpaw lets it fly. Strike called on the fastball right in there. So, Adam, you noted that all the while the in-between inning game was going. Two fans challenged. How many Marvel Avengers could they name in, what, 10 seconds? It was a subterfuge. The 0-1. Chopper hit to the second baseman, Hewitt. Back of second, he receives. Fires to first, and plenty of time. One up and one down.
It's a distraction. Well played. Even the direction was right. Look to your left, and then how about the T-shirt underneath? That was wonderful.
Yes. On your left.
Yes, indeed.
She said yes. Here's Jack Winkler. One out, nobody on. Righty, righty, no score. The pitch to him. Up and in. Ball one on the fastball.
In that instance, Rose said no.
Jack starting at third base today. Williams pitch. Bounced foul at home plate, ricocheting off to the left side in front of the on-deck hitter, Batista Jr., who is, you know, on Jack Winkler's left.
Mm-hmm.
Max Hewitt stays right up the middle from his second baseman spot. First baseman Lockwood Powell well off his line. A 1-1. Inside. Two balls and a strike. In the first inning, two instances of hard contact against Williams. But unfortunately for Lansing, the first a double by Muncy, followed by back-to-back strikeouts of Trenkle and Susak, and then Junior Perez lasered one right at the left fielder Newell. So Muncy left. One out in the second. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Ground ball shot down toward third. Diving stop. Young to his left. Pops up, throws. Got him at first base. Put a star next to it on the scorecard. Taylor Young. The diving play, forehand side, to rob Jack Winkler.
Yeah, hard enough for the Lugnuts to get hits in this series, but even harder when you've got great defensive plays like the Loons are making. It was Max Hewitt yesterday, and today it's Taylor Young. Great job to his left, and they just get Winkler at first base.
Danny Batista Jr. now with two outs. The initial offering. A ground ball bounced down toward third. Back of the bag. Another chance for Young. Fires across. In time again. Three ground outs and a perfect frame for Kendall Williams. We're through 1.5. Scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Loons.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No score to the home second inning. With Great Lakes' 6-7-8 batters coming up against the right-hander Jacob Waters. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. It's a Marvel night in Midland, so Scarlet Witch currently putting on a show. It was the hero pose cam. And some fans have shown up cosplaying at the ballpark. They also have Captain America here and Lou E. Loon, the mascot. The E stands for entertainment. He's entertaining the crowd in his guise as the Winter Soldier. Well, right-hander Jacob Waters back to work. Chris Aleen batting left takes ball one outside. Chris Aleen, a switch hitter, the right fielder for the Loons. Here's the pitch. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Adam, we've had the conversation before, which superhero would be the best at each position on the baseball field, right?
I don't know if we have.
That's a worthwhile conversation to have. You know, when you're relaxing. A 2-0. Low for ball three. About which superhero's skill set lends best to which baseball position?
You going Hulk at first base or catcher?
Designated hitter. Waters misses low. Four pitch walk for Chris Aleen.
I say
Hulk smash.
If he catches, maybe the umpire blows a couple calls because he can't see in your favor.
Well, you do have to keep Hulk angry, though. So maybe you need the umpire to make some calls against him.
Mm.
Can't have him getting all complacent.
Truth.
Mag Tewitt steps in. First walk given out by Waters. Aleen at first base, 13 steals, 5 times caught. And the Great Lakes Loons is a team leading 112 steals this year. They love to run. So, Quicksilver, or the Flash if we go into D.C. in the Justice League. The pitch to Hewitt. Very high with a curveball that didn't curve. Ball one.
These are 5 really bad misses from Jacob Waters to start this half inning. First pitch was way outside. He missed him way down low, and then that one was way up high.
Carlos Amaya heads down to the bullpen. He's the catcher today. Waters hits the outside corner. There's his first strike of the frame. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball in the right on the outside corner.
Now that's much better from Jacob. Locking in there, and hopefully that kind of gets him in a groove.
Candidate for double play here, 1-1. Once again, the curve in there for a called strike across the inside corner. One ball and 2 strikes, that quick on Hewitt. 3-for-16 through 6 games with Great Lakes. The Sats. And time is called right before this next pitch. Sticking with the Marvel lineup and the Avengers, I would think that Iron Man would want to have a position of power, right?
Yeah.
So would he prefer to be the manager? Then you could put Spider-Man in center field, tell him chase down everything. 1-2, the pitch inside, count is even. That fastball, by the way, was at 98 from Waters.
Black Panther, I feel like an outfielder that could run too.
Yeah. Left field or right field? 2-2. The pitch to Hewitt. Check swing, line drive, left side, taken off a hop, backhand by Winkler. Long throw, in time at first base to get him. And excuse me, contact from Hewitt right up the third base line. And what a play by Winkler to his right. Aleen moves up to second on the play. One down to the home second.
Yeah, almost like a check swing, long drag bunt the other way there. And the way it just looped up the line and it turned into a difficult play, but well done by Jack Winkler to get it over there in time.
Send up Frank Rodriguez. The catcher batting eighth. One out, runner at second base. No score, last of the second. Here's the pitch. Popped up off the hands. Foul ground, first base side. Batista Jr. rushes over. The catcher, Rodriguez, can't make the grab. Went down to one knee. Ball was in the mitt, then squirted right back out again. Strike one for Rodriguez. And just so we try to forestall confusion. The catcher for the Loons, Rodriguez, is batting. The catcher for the Lugnuts is also Rodriguez. Frank Rodriguez out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. CJ from Newport Beach, California, the Lugnut. Puts down the signal. Frank Rodriguez waits with the knees bent. By the way, Adam, let me toss out Thor for third base. The pitch, breaking ball inside.
Yep, I like that, and I got my pitcher, but I'm curious who you think for pitcher. See if we're on the same wavelength here.
War Machine.
Okay.
You know, a pitcher has an arsenal. The 1-1. Line drive, drilled down the right field line. Foul off into the Loons' pen. maybe a couple of feet to the right of the chalk, and strike two.
I was thinking a guy with really good aim.
Oh, you're thinking Hawkeye.
Yes, indeed. Right? I mean, I know he's great with the bow and arrow.
He's accurate.
Yeah, he should be able to do it with the baseball.
So Hawkeye could be your command pitcher.
Yes.
Maybe War Machine the power pitcher. Maybe Scarlet Witch if you need somebody crafty.
Yep. We got a good arsenal of arms.
One ball, two strikes on Rodriguez. The pitch, broken bat, ground ball, hit towards short. Muncie Fields throws to first to get him. Around third base and no farther, Chris Alleen. Two outs. Now that's a Jacob Waters special.
Yes, indeed. Bat piece is shattered everywhere. There's been some weird swings in this one. The check swing to third, splashing swing with the bat flying everywhere there. And now the Lugnuts have to try and avoid giving up the first run of the game, get the final out.
Here comes Jake Vogel. The number nine hitter in the order, wearing number six. Starting in center field, righty versus righty. Waters misses low and in. Ball one at 97. Adam, I think that we've got the makings for a darn good baseball team out of our superheroes. No score. The pitch fouled off into the screen. One ball, one strike. Let me toss out Ms. Marvel at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put Ms. Marvel. We don't have a shortstop or a second baseman, right? Do we have a middle infield? I'm going to put Ms. Marvel at second base.
Yeah, I like that.
The break even. Fastball at the letters for a called strike.
It's the Wasp or...
Oh, Ant-Man.
Yeah, I want either one or both of them as my designated base runners, if need be. They'll never get caught, Jesse.
It's a great idea. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball at 97 in. Vogel waves through. The inning is over on Waters' first strikeout of the game. The leadoff walk stranded at third base. You can send us in your own nominations for which superhero should play where on the baseball field. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Through two scoreless, Adam Jackson will have the call as we head to the third from Dow Diamond.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Ready for the top of the third at Dow Diamond. No score between the Lugnuts and the Captain American-themed Loons tonight in their red, white, and blue. C.J. Rodriguez steps into the box for the first time tonight from the right side. The righty, Kendall Williams, kicks and throws. Fastball down the chute, strike one. 8-9-1 due up. Rodriguez, Aribil Angeles, and Max Muncy. Lugnuts, lone base runner. A double for Muncy to open the game, but he was stranded there at second base. Williams throws. Bouncing ball towards third. On two hops, waiting, Young has it. Shuffles, throws to first, and it's in time. One away. Kenna Williams, good length up there on the hill, 6'6", 205. He's got the long red socks pulled up with the white pants tucked in under the knees. White shoes to go with the white pants. And then that red, white, and blue Captain America-themed uni. with the bright white star in front, surrounded by the blue. Here comes Aribil Angeles. The pitch. The right-hander standing, taking strike one.
He is throwing the ball with that high arm slot directly downhill at him. And he's daring these lug nuts to supply any loft.
So far, the only one, Max Muncy, has been able to get that. The pitch. Check swing. Tapper first base side. Strike two. Angeles not having the Captain America shield there. Only had his bat. And that's what he used it for, to keep that one from coming in to hit him as he tried to get out of the way. No balls, two strikes on the right-handed Aribil Angeles. Nine-hitter tonight. 232 average for Angeles. The pitch home. Slice back off the netting. 57th game this year for Aribil Angeles. 10 doubles, 2 triples, 5 driven in over the wall, and 21 RBIs. Just 4 walks. He's a guy that puts it in play. 30 strikeouts this year for the righty. Williams, from that diagonal stance, throws home. Down low as Angeles bent his knees to get a closer look. 1 ball, 2 strikes. No score, top 3. Loons and Lugs in game 4 of 6. First full 6-game set this year between the two squads. And the second visit to Midland for Lansing after opening the year here with a 3-game set. 1-2. Reached on, popped up behind home plate, coming up our way. And that goes just in front of the Loon broadcast booth. They made no attempt to go after that one. And it ricocheted and went back down to the lower bowl. Missed opportunity by Brad and John right next door. Next time. So ready for a 1-2 pitch. The come home. Swing and a foul tip. Angeles just stays alive as it popped out of the mitt from Frank Rodriguez. Love to get Angeles here and turn the card over with Muncy, Trankel, and Susak awaiting. The Lugnuts looking to strike first. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider away. Angeles chased. Third strikeout for Williams. 2 gone. Through the first 3 games of this series, Lansing has scored first just once. They lost that game 4-3 after giving up a 3-run 6th inning. On Wednesday, they got shut out 4-0, and then yesterday, they gave up the first 4 runs in the nightcap, but won 7-5, scoring a 7-run 5th. Here's Max Muncy, righty on righty, the pitch. Fastball, knee high, down the chute, strike one. Max with the double earlier, just the 2nd extra base hit for the Nuts in this series, through their first 18 hits. All singles in yesterday's game when they won. 0-1, slides outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Muncy certainly has the home run pop and the extra base hit pop. He's got 5 home runs this year in 63 games. Also has now 14 doubles after leadoff. 2-bagger in the first. No score, top 3, 2 away. The pitch popped up right side of the diamond, behind home plate actually, as Rodriguez removes the mask. And into the lower bowl it goes again below us. A lot of action for the crowd between Angeles and Muncy's foul balls. The nervousness you can hear with the murmur when that ball gets closer and closer and they see it's coming their way. Never gets old. Comes a 1-2 pitch to Max Muncy. Skips away, down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Be back here tomorrow at 1:05, and then wrap up the series on July 3rd at 1:05. Great Lakes Loons had fireworks last night, fireworks again tonight, and the rest of the weekend. Home plate umpire Juan Gomez needs some more baseballs, so the bat boy brings him out. Juan Gomez showcases that right arm strength as he tosses one out to Kendall Williams and pockets the other few that he got. Now we're ready to go as Max steps back in. White New Balances on his feet. Green ankle guard on that front left foot. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. On the outer edge, Muncy couldn't catch up. And that's the fourth strikeout for Williams. And the second in this third inning. So we're through 2.5. No score between Lansing and Great Lakes.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
It's a hot one tonight in Midland. Humidity up around 70%. No score, though, on Captain America night at Dow Diamond. It'll be the top of the order due up for a second time around against Jacob Waters, the right-hander out of West Virginia. Highest pitching prospect taken by the A's in last year's draft. As we get closer to the 2023 draft, it'll be interesting to see who the A's take this year. Taylor Young steps in from the right side. The pitch home. That bounces down low off the plate. Waters threw five straight balls in that second inning before he found the zone and then worked around the walk to Chris Alleen. He worked around two base hits in the first inning. 1-0. That drops in down low. Two balls, no strikes to Taylor Young. Where's number 20, the 24-year-old, in his first season with the Loons and second season in the Dodgers' or. The pitch. Line drive the other way. It's a base hit towards right field. To his right, Guelbas picks it up. Third hit for Great Lakes. And so far, second time through the order, they get their leadoff man on. The Loons, on the other hand, of the Lugnuts, who have struggled to get extra base hits, have supplied the pop in this series. Now, they only have two home runs, but you always got to be weary, especially when they get runners on base. Luis Diaz has four home runs this year. First pitch in there, strike one. No score in the bottom of the third. Loons and the Lugnuts battling in front of a big crowd tonight on the opening night of July. Waters throws home. Up and in as Diaz backs up out of the way. The right-hander doing his best limbo impression there to stay away from that high fastball. For Waters, it's a 4-2 seam fastball, curve and a changeup for the 6'4", 22-year-old. The pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. That was up in the zone, and Diaz hacked at it, 1-2. No double plays in the 14 innings we saw yesterday. Lugnuts haven't turned one through the first two innings, but they lead the league with 68. Quick toss back to first. Danny Bautista checking the back of Young, but he's in safely. Maybe a chance here. Anhele shaded towards second base at the second base spot. There goes the runner to second. Waters throws home, swing and a miss. That's strike three, but it's an easy steal for Taylor Young. He was halfway to second, and Waters had no idea.
Somebody has to let him know. One of the infielders has to call out to him.
No question about it, because Young, it wasn't just a secondary lead. He had taken off before the pitch was thrown. And for the Loons. They just continue to steal bags. Now 8 for 11 in this series. Second strikeout, though, for Waters. Here's Yainer Fernandez. The pitch. Right-hander takes the fastball, inner third. Strike one. No score. Runner at second. One out. Bottom three.
Adam, we have seen three Loons picked off base in this series. That's a mistake. Mistake by Young to leave too soon.
But a mistake that worked out because Waters didn't see him. The pitch home. Breaking ball in there beautifully. Strike two on Fernandez. He singled in his first at bat. Fernandez is really committing to the red, white, and blue theme. He's got a blue shoe on his right foot and then red on his left foot with the high red socks pulled up. The pitch, that bounces in front of the plate. It's knocked down by Rodriguez. Turned his head, but he stood up to stay in front of it. One ball, two strikes. And, Jesse, I'll do you one better. To match the blue and red shoes, he's got blue and red batting gloves as well. So right foot is blue, right hand is blue, left foot red, left hand is red. What are we playing, Twister here? 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, one hop to Waters, looks back the runner at second, throws to first. Bautista finds the bag, tags it with his left foot. There's two outs. Well done there by Jacob Waters to make sure Young stays put and get that second out.
So Yainer Fernandez dressed, split in half, half blue, half red, hits it right down the middle.
Of course it works out that way, right? All right, so Griffin Lockwood Powell, who singled in his first at bat, stands in the way of another zero up on the board for Jacob Waters. Loons have had runners in all three half innings, but Waters has stranded three so far, trying to make it four and keep us scoreless. Ready on ready, the pitch home. Up high with the fastball, ball one.
Adam, you're a shoe guy. Have you ever worn shoes that were two different colors?
Yes, but they were different pairs. I think it was like a wacky Wednesday at school or something like that, but never on purpose, no. Waters looks at second, throws. Up high, two balls, no strikes. You?
No.
Never done it. It's become, or at least the last couple of years, a little bit more popular with basketball players. They like to go different color sneakers on each foot.
It's fun.
I can dig it. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball just low. Three balls, no strikes.
Especially if you've got multiple colors going on anyway.
No, why not? Let's fit in with the theme. I think you should do it.
I did like that he made sure that the right shoe was the same color as the right batting glove. And the same thing for the left shoe and the left batting glove.
The pitch. Fastball inside corner. Strike one. See, I think I would have mismatched. Right? You got too much blue, too much red on one side. Yeah, exit out. Tic-tac-toe. Plus a fourth. Jacob Waters. Both shoes are white.
Which, as an Oakland A's prospect, that's the legacy.
Yes, it is. All of the infield with those white cleats, too. Pitch. Ooh, that comes in and hits Lockwood Powell. So he will take first base. That was ball four, and he gets plunked on top of it. So once again, there are two on with two out. Lockwood Powell at first. Taylor Young at second base. For Lockwood Powell this year, that is the seventh time he's been hit, which is one of the tops on this Loons team. And after that, Don Schulze going to trot out there to the mound. It's the same type of thing that we've seen from Waters. It's just him trying to stay out of his own way at times. Jesse missing the zone. We saw a four-pitch walk to Chris Alain. He gets behind immediately 3-0 to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Right now, it seems like there's one batter per inning, right? It was Lockwood Powell. He got behind 2-0 in the first. Base hit. Four-pitch walk to Alain in the second. And here, the first time he shows trouble is the five-pitch walk to Lockwood Powell in the third.
It's frustrating for Jacob. Just trying to find that consistency where you feel so strong and on top of the world in one at-bat, and the next at-bat, the ball's not doing anything like what you want it to do. But, Adam, we started off this broadcast saying how, above all else, they had to contain Chris Newell. That was a key guy to watch in this Loons order. Came up 2-on, 2-out in the first inning. Waters got him. Same situation here in the third inning.
Living dangerously, and it's a lefty again, a guy on the left side. From the righty, Waters throws down low, ball one. We gave you the splits earlier, and Chris Aline, the one walk tonight, a left-handed batter. That's now 27 walks to lefties in 38 total walks this year for Jacob Waters. So his command has betrayed him against those left-handed batters. The pitch. That's outside, and it's 2-0 on the lefty, Chris Newell. 19 home runs in 64 games this year. Newell being promoted from low A Rancho Cucamonga, where with the Quakes he hit 14 homers in 41 games. He's got 5 with the Loons since coming up for 23 games. That pitch is outside. Here we go again. 3-0. You can see Waters snap the mitt in frustration when he gets the ball back from Rodriguez. Just removed his cap to wipe some sweat. Trying to dial in here, but it's two straight batters he's got behind 3-0. The pitch home. Check swing tapper. That's fair in front of the plate. Picked up by Rodriguez. This is a gift for the Nuts as it's caught by Bautista at first base. We've seen the Loons 3 times in this series swing on 3-0, and all 3 have turned into outs. And instead of the bases loaded, 2 outs, 2 left on, as we are through 3. No score in Midland as the sun comes out here at Dow Diamond.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Sun still peeking through the clouds tonight on a hot and humid evening at Dow Diamond. 8 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone on July 1st, 2023. Caden Trinkle into the box from the left side. The righty, Kendall Williams, kicks and throws. First pitch inside, ball one. Trinkle punched out on strikes in his first at-bat. 4 strikeouts for Williams. Lugnuts just 1 base hit and 1 base runner. First time through the order. Second pitch. Hard hit down the first base side, but foul as it looped over towards the wall. One ball, one strike on Trinkle. Great to have him back after he went down on the IL. The 5'10", 180-pound, 22-year-old from Hillsboro, Texas. For Trinkle, guy that likes to get on base, and he can swipe bags as well. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased that one up high. Twenty-fourth game for Trinkle. OBP sits up around 380 for him. Got to protect here. The pitch. Swing and it's chopped back off the net. 1-2. Who is a guy that won over that leadoff spot for the Nuts and then went down on the injured list on May 10th before he just came back in late June on the 27th. Reactivated up from the Arizona Complex League. 1-2 pitch. popped up a mile high, first base side. Lockwood Powell coming in down the line. It's the catcher, though, Rodriguez, to his left, sliding forward on his knees, makes the catch halfway up the first baseline in foul territory. One away.
Adam, there was danger there that the catcher, Rodriguez, was going to trip over Trenkel's bat. Tossed it away up the first baseline because, of course, and then the flight of that foul led Frank Rodriguez right over the bat.
And worked out perfectly for him, and Griffin Lockwood Powell was scurrying. He lost his cap, and I don't know if he was going to get there in time. That one came down pretty quickly. Here's Daniel Susak from the right side of the plate. Pitch home. First pitch fastball, inner third, strike one. No score. We're in the top of the fourth. Game four between the Loons and the Lugs here at Dow Diamond. Great crowd on hand, watching intently tonight. A humid evening. Kendall Williams kicks and throws. Fastball down low. One ball, one strike. Jesse told you earlier in the broadcast, if you missed it, in pregame, Johnny Butler has been promoted to Double-A Midland, which means the Nuts have now had 9 players promoted up to Midland through the first few months of the season. The pitch, hard hit, rocket to left field for a base hit. Daniel Susak is up to first base. It's only one bagger for him, but he shot that on a rope out to left field. And the Lugnuts have their first base hit since the leadoff man, Max Muncy. That looks more like Daniel Susak and what we've seen when he gets going. So the first man promoted this year was the outfielder Lázaro Armenteros. Took him just less than a month to get moved up. On May 2nd, he went. Here's the righty, Junior Perez. Pitch home. Shot foul. Strike one. Then after Armenteros, Grant Holman was the first pitcher to go. He was bumped up a week later on May 9th. Then another one, Jorge Juan, promoted to Double-A on May 15th. Then another pitcher, Blake Beers, on May 24th. Pitch. Kicked back off the net. No balls, two strikes. Perez timing it up. And then we saw both Perkins, Jack Perkins, and Saheed Valenzuela promoted in mid-June on the 13th. So it was 4 straight pitchers for the Lugnuts before Valenzuela, the second position player on top of Armenteros. Then Joshua Wright a few days later on June 16th to make it 7. Drew Swift up from the ACL. Played a few games, then he got promoted. Pitch, way outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And now it's Johnny Butler, another outfielder, to join Lázaro Armenteros. So you've got 2 outfielders, 2 infielders, and Swift and Wright. And then 5 pitchers so far that have been bumped up. The pitch popped up. This is a rocket into the blue skies. Third base side, Diaz coming over from short, under it, backs up, and makes the catch with 2 hands. 2 outs. Perez has got to be frustrated. He timed up a couple of pitches there, just missed him, and then just missed that one. That'll leave it up for Brian Wellas.
That's been the thing in watching Kendall Williams work against these Lugnuts. Sure, he has 4 strikeouts, but he has dodged some. He's made some mistakes. He's left the meaty. So far, just the double in the first and the single here in the fourth to show for it.
The pitch home. Wellas pops it up, first base side. Griffin Lockwood Powell going over, giving chase, stops at the wall, and it goes into the seats. Lockwood Powell losing the cap once more.
Everybody is losing their baseball cap.
Clark Elliott says, hold my Blake Beers. Elliott, when he first got to Lansing, his cap at home, it didn't fit him. He mentioned it to us. It kept falling off every time he moved right or left or tried to track down a ball, whether he caught it or not. Here's the pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Strike 2. All right, Jesse. 2 outs, 2 strikes, but quickly, who do you think has the best shot next to be that 10th Lugnut to be promoted to Midland whenever it happens?
I would love to see it to be Tyler Baum, the closer. I'd love to see Baum go up, join the Midland pen.
0-2 pitch. Down low. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Selfishly, I would not love to see that, but yes, absolutely, you'd love to see that. The turnaround that he's had locks down his 9th save last night in his 9th try. His fastball has been untouchable, He's been excellent this year. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip held onto on a slider that Puelbas couldn't get a piece of. 5 strikeouts for Williams. They leave the single from Susak stranded. We're heading to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time on our broadcast as we come back scoreless at Dow Diamond.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the fourth. Jesse is tickled pink because he knows it's trivia time here on the Lugnuts broadcast. Very exciting. We've also got the TriStar Junior announcer announcing all the Loons batters in this fourth inning. So a lot going on here. It'll be Chris Aline, Max Hewitt, Frank Rodriguez, 6, 7, and 8 to face the righty Jacob Waters. Scoreless between the Lugs and the Loons. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nice looking pitch right there from Jacob Waters. He's wavered a little bit with the command at times, but he's been able to work around it. He hit Griffin Lockwood Powell in the last inning. The pitch, that's up high inside, 1-1. But then on a 3-0 pitch to Chris Newell, he got Newell to check swing, tap it in front of home plate, and Rodriguez threw him out at first base. The pitch, breaking balls outside. 2-1, worked around a leadoff walk in the second, and worked around a couple of base hits in the first. Maybe an opportunity for a 1-2-3 frame here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch home, swatted up in the air, left side of the diamond. Winkler going into foul territory from third, over towards the Lugnuts bullpen, reaches up and he makes the grab. Great track right there on a long high fly for Jack Winkler. Winkler, as he weaved his way out there, and there's the first out.
Especially in another hitter's count. It was 2-1, and yet Waters came back and got him. And all the foul ground, Winkler negotiated it well.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the Coliseum here with how much foul ground the Loons have here at Dow Diamond. All right, here's Max Hewitt from the left side. First pitch, cut back off the net, strike one. All right, Jesse.
Tickled pink.
Tickled pink. Can see it. He's smiling bright, ready for trivia time. And he's smiling bright because my trivia question comes right from him. The pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls. 2. We've talked about how great the Lansing Lugnuts have been this year at not committing errors. They're second best in the league with only 53 errors. And then turn that around with 68 double plays, which lead the Midwest League through the first 70-plus games of the season as we near the All-Star break. So the question tonight, first the 0-2. Swing and a miss, chase the fastball up high. That's strikeout number 3 for Jacob Waters. 99 on the fastball. Jesse, is that correct? Wow. He nodded for the folks at home that were wondering.
It's great radio.
Really remarkable radio.
Sometimes you just hand the baton to your broadcast partner and you say, no, you say that it's 99.
First pitch to the righty, Frank Rodriguez, cut on foul, 1. Your question tonight, how many games this year have the Lansing Lugnuts not committed an error in? That is your question tonight. Again, this is game number 72. We're not going to count tonight, but just so you know, they have not committed an error. How many games have the Lugnuts not committed an error this season? Check swing. That bounces in front of home plate. 1-1. If you don't know, you can still take guesses right into us. The email address is jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. You can tweet at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstress on Twitter. The pitch, bouncing ball, foul, 1-2. If you're getting the rate limit exceeded message, please wait a few moments, then try again like I've been getting all day and you can't get on Twitter.
All day.
Thank you, Elon. Just go ahead and send into the email, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. And again, if you don't know, just go ahead and take a guess. Pitch home. Outside, 2-2. One more time. How many games this year have the Lugnuts had where they have not committed an error? The 2-2 pitch. That's inside as it bounces tough on Rodriguez. 3-2. What do you think of the question?
I think this is a great question.
Okay. I like when I get the Jesse stamp of approval on trivia, and I figure you might like this one because it came right from you. It's a great note.
This has been the biggest change that I've seen with the Lugnuts moving up to high A, is just how much better the defense has been.
3-2 pitch. Hard hit on the ground, third base side. Backhand by Winkler from the line. Throws to the other line and other bag, and Bautista's got it. Defense spectacular again, right on cue.
I mean, how much better the defense has been. That was sparkling.
And still, no errors committed by the Lugnuts and the first 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Waters. We're through four, no score at Dow Diamond.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No score going to the fifth inning from Dow Diamond. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, joined by Adam Jaxa. Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista Jr., and C.J. Rodriguez, the trio coming up against the right-hander Kendall Williams. We're expecting a piggyback at some point later on from the right-hander Adolfo Ramirez. He's 6 feet tall. Williams is 6'6". Deals to Jack Winkler. On the first offering is laced in the left field. That's a base hit. One hop cushioned by Newell. Throws it in flat-footed. And the 6-2 Winkler has a leadoff single. Third hit today for Lansing. That brings up Danny Bautista Jr. It is the very first day in the month of July. It is the birthday, the 34th birthday, or the 31st birthday today for Aaron Sanchez. Righty, righty. Williams throws. Butted up the third base side, but it goes foul before it's gloved by Taylor Young. Strike one. No score in the game. Top of the fifth. Winkler a threat to run at first base. 16 steals, 3 times caught. Aaron Sanchez turning 31 years old today. A 34th overall selection in the 2010 draft by the Blue Jays from Barstow High School. When he first joined the Lugnuts, his Lugnuts debut was in the postseason. 2011 against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Sentiment from Vancouver. At a one. Pop foul. Back and out of play. And then Sanchez rejoined the Lugnuts. Right from opening day in 2012. Formed the big three. Lansing three with Noah Syndergaard and Justin Nicolino. He was exceptional. And the argument could be made that either he or Noah Syndergaard was the best right-handed pitcher in the Midwest League. Had him all year. 0-2 for Bautista. Does not chase the fastball up and away. Ball one. Well, Sanchez made it up to the major leagues with the Blue Jays, led the American League in ERA, and then arm problems developed. And so right now he is pitching in St. Paul for the Minnesota Twins, AAA. The 1-2. Line drive, base hit center field, Bautista. Winkler checks into second base. The throw comes in from Jake Vogel, the shortstop. And that's back-to-back line drive singles for Winkler and Bautista Jr., raising the curtain on this fifth inning. C.J. Rodriguez now. And if you're the Great Lakes Loons, specifically the third baseman, Taylor Young, are you anticipating a bunt? The Lugnuts only have seven sacrifices all year. None for C.J. Corner infielder's pinch. Now Young backs up to his bag. The pitch, not bunting, takes ball one down and in.
You know, this would be a great time for that third extra base hit of the series.
The first one came yesterday, game one of the doubleheader, from the runner at first base, Danny Bautista Jr., a double. The second one came today, the second pitch of the game, Max Muncy, a double. No score yet, both runners move. The pitch called a strike, throw down to second base, the tag applied, not in time, by the leaping second baseman Hewitt. Bautista Jr. swiped second feet first, and Jack Winkler steals third. And quickly out there to argue, the manager for the Loons, Daniel Nava.
That was really close. Foot was sliding in as they tagged the helmet of Bautista, but I think he got that right.
This is a difference in philosophy, Adam. Some organizations want their middle infielders to step in front of second base, receive the throw early, and then apply the tag coming in. Others, like the Oakland A's, want the middle infielder right on that bag, so you get the throw and you drop down that tag immediately. In this case, Max Hewitt was in front of the base, received the throw high, tag came in high, Bautista Jr.'s feet were already in. Now the infield is in. The 1-1 for Rodriguez. Hit in the air out to center field. Back goes Jake Vogel. Back he goes. Backhands it. Both runners tag. Winkler scores. First the windmill, then the stop sign at third base for Bautista Jr. Craig Conklin had a look, and the shortstop Diaz runs the ball back into the infield. The sack fly for C.J. Rodriguez gives the Lugnuts a 1-0 lead in the fifth.
Oh, another inch there, and that thing is over the head of Vogel, and two runs are scoring, and Rodriguez may have a triple. Just extended by Vogel as far as he could to make a great running catch with his back towards home plate. Good swing, though, by Rodriguez. Get a run in, and still only an out and a chance to drive in another.
So the double steal immediately nets a run. One out, Bautista Jr. at third. The batter, Aribel Angeles. The pitch, down and away, knocked down on the backhand by Frank Rodriguez. Ball one. Nearly a second wild pitch this year for Kendall Williams. That's yeoman's work back of the dish. Anale struck out swinging his first time up on a slider low and away. And field in. The pitch coming in. Popped up, foul, back and out of play. And strike one. By the way, for C.J. Rodriguez, that was his third sack fly. Ties him for second on the team. Behind only the runner at third base, Danny Bautista Jr. At third base, Taylor Young is staying tight with that bag and Danny. The other infielders creeping in on the grass. Righty-righty. The pitch. Very high to Angeles. Two balls and one strike. Ninth place batter in the order. So Max Muncy is looming in the on-deck circle. The Lugnuts score first this evening. After four innings of goose eggs, breaking out in the fifth. The pitch, down and away. This gets away to the backstop, and Bautista Jr. scores standing. 2-0 Lugnuts. Frank Rodriguez had averted disaster earlier in the at-bat, but not here, as a slider came down, away bounced up, and eluded him. There's the second wild pitch this year for Williams, and the second run of the frame.
Advantageous for the Nuts. Again, the double steal pays off. Knock in one. Sac fly moves another over, and the run scored.
3-1 pitch. Ground ball down toward third. Young backs up for the truer hop. Throws to first base. Got him with a stretch by Lockwood Powell. Two outs. Well, Winkler and Batista Jr., the back-to-back singles to open up the inning. And then double steal, sack fly, wild pitch to manufacture the rally. Now with two outs and the bases empty, let's see if Max Muncy can reignite things. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout. Right-hander dealing to right-hander. 2-0 Nuts in the fifth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, he was going for it.
I was feeling home run right there on that first pitch. You know we wanted it.
He has 5 round trippers this year. And with Johnny Butler promoted earlier today, he is now tied for the active team lead. A strike one toss. Swing and a miss. He was going for it again. Fastball up and in. Now into the two-strike approach. Caden Trenkel waits on deck. Action in the loon's pen. Second baseman Hewitt is cheating up the middle. Williams rocks back. Lifts the leg. Here it is. A ground ball bouncing foul up the left side. And off the left toes of Craig Conklin. Skipped up into the air. Then he collected it, and he wings it to a youngster with a glove. Smoothly played by the Lugnuts manager and third base coach.
Well, he's had enough balls come his way this year on foul swings up that third baseline, so he knows how to handle them.
That one was gentler than some of the others. Nothing and two on Muncy. Pitch on its way. Outside, that ball one. Shout out, by the way, to the Lansing Lugnuts video assistant, Clayton Bell. North Florida represent. Max Muncy waits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider away. Kendall Williams records his 6th strikeout, but he allows the game's first 2 runs on 2 hits, a sack fly, and a wild pitch. We're halfway to the house. Go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Lugnuts 2, Loons nothing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 4th game of a 6-game series from Midland, Michigan. Loons won the first and then won game one of a doubleheader yesterday. But the Lugnuts took game 2 and then scored 2 runs in the top half of this 5th inning. They bring a 2-0 lead to the bottom half behind the big right-hander Jacob Waters. 6'4", 250-pounder. We'll take on 9-1-2, Vogel, Young, and Diaz. First up, the third rounder from 3 years ago, Jake Vogel. Righty deals to righty. Down and away, and then skipping away from catcher Rodriguez. Ball one. Vogel struck out, swinging his first time up. That ended the second inning, and it stranded Chris Aline at third base. For Waters in the first inning, he left runners at first and second, left Aline at third in the second, and then in the third inning, stranded runners at first and second, but a perfect fourth. Kicks and offers, down and away, and again to the backstop. Two balls, no strikes. So can he keep things going? And let's hope that those first couple of pitches were not an omen. How about a 2-0? Ah, fooled him. Went around too far on the fastball down. Two balls, one strike on Jake Vogel.
Some tomfoolery right there.
Yes, sir. You know, some folks are just less than Jake.
Ah, yeah.
Jake Vogel against Jake Waters. Pitch on its way. Fouled off the hands into the screen. And from 2-0 to 2-2. Waters now at 70 pitches in this outing. Offense just picked him up with a couple of runs. Sack fly from C.J. Rodriguez and a wild pitch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He whiffs Vogel again. Got him with a fastball at 97 on the outside corner. Strikeout number 4 for Waters.
Woo! Mr. Waters looks like he's getting better as this one goes on. That is now 5 straight retired with a couple of strikeouts in there. Looking good.
Taylor Young next up. Righty deals to righty. Low ball 1. From the Rocket out of Bland County High School. The native of Rocky Gap, Virginia, Jacob Waters. Let's it fly. Low and away. He's fallen behind 2-0 on a second straight hitter. From Rocky Gap to Morgantown. Mountaineer. Taylor Young is 1-for-2. Popped to third in the first inning. Singled to right field in the third. Then stole second. He was left right there. The wind on the pitch. Fastball inside. 3 balls, no strikes on Young. Overcast skies above. And they are darkening. Lights on in full. On the 3-0. Low for ball 4. Second walk given out by Waters. Dangerous hitter to give out a walk to as well. Taylor Young with a stolen base of second in the third inning. His 28th steal in 30 attempts.
Beginning of the night, I asked Jacob Waters, can you give me 2 walks or less? How about a double play here? Finish his outing, potentially get him through 5 and make this a complete game just in case any precipitation does come our way.
That's 2 walks.
That's right.
So you'd say, all right, stop things right there. Waters throws. Luis Diaz takes ball 1 inside.
Thank goodness he hit Griffin Lockwood Powell. Otherwise, it'd be 3, you know?
On a 3-ball pitch. The lefty Kumar Nambiar started to warm up in the Lugnuts pen. 5 straight pitches have missed. Here's the 1-0. Diaz swings and misses the curve. 1 ball, 1 strike on the Loon shortstop. Was grounded to short, and he is struck at swinging. He has had some ugly swings against Waters. Pitch on its way. Fouled off the hands to the right side. 96 miles an hour in. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Diaz. Luis Diaz goes for a walk. The native of Boni, Dominican Republic. Same hometown as Lansing assistant hitting coach Luis Baez. Young at first, 1 out, last of the 5th. Loons trail 2-0. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball blazed by him at 97. 5 strikeouts for Waters.
This guy's pretty good when he's on, huh?
What an arm. It reminds me a little bit of watching Tyler Baum last night overpower this powerful Loon's attack.
All you need is that fastball. Zoom it by him.
It's a hard thing to have. Yainer Fernandez swings, flies the first pitch out to right center field. Perez and Buelbas track it. It's Brian Buelbas from right with the catch. And the walk to Young is left. 5 scoreless innings for Jacob Waters on 3 singles, 2 walks, 1 hit batter, 5 strikeouts. And we'll see if he continues into the 6th inning. We are all going to the 6th inning. Lugnuts 2, Loons nothing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With the Lugnuts leading 2-0, opening up the 6th inning from Dow Diamond. Great Lakes goes to the bullpen. The Loons call upon Carlos de los Santos. Carlos de los Santos out of San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic. The new right-hander in. De los Santos is a 5.93 ERA through 13 appearances. He'll take on Trenkel, Susak, Perez, 2-3-4. The pitch. Caden Trenkel chops the first pitch around to the mound. To his right, second baseman Hewitt backhands. Throws off balance. Offline. Pulled Lockwood Powell off the bag. And Caden Trenkel is on with an infield single. Attacked the first pitch that he got. 97 from De Los Santos. Caden has his first hit of this game. Kendall Williams, the Loon starter, in line to lose the game. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both scored in the 5th inning. Struck out 6, he walked nobody, tossed a run-scoring wild pitch. Now De Los Santos to Daniel Susak, lashed into right center field, down for a base hit, and that dog will hunt all the way to the wall. Trenkel flies around third, he's heading for home, relay throw is late, and airmails the catcher. Susak heads for third base, rounds the bag, thinks about it, and now he goes halfway, and they've got him in a rundown. A toss to the third baseman, Young. Off to the first baseman, and the tag applied by Griffin Lockwood Powell. Daniel Susak got a little bit too greedy, but the Lugnuts do add another run. Susak drives in Trenkel, and it's 3-0 in the top of the 6th inning. I don't quite think that Susak understood the kind of spot that he was in as he stepped away from third base.
Listen, Jesse, if he's going to go right away at third, I think he gets there. There's nobody at home plate, but if he's going to go, he's got to make that split decision right away. Otherwise, it turns into what it turned into.
Here's Junior Perez, one out, nobody on. He swings and misses. Strike one, 98-mile-an-hour fastball away. He's 0 for 2 with a line out to left and a pop out to short. However, the Lugnuts do add to their lead. The deal, swing and a miss. Carlos de los Santos has some kind of arm. And yet, talked about those numbers, that ERA near 6. League coming in, hitting .286 against him. He fires. Swing and a miss. And down goes Junior on 3 straight pitches. 2 outs. Brian Buelbas now. Right-hander against right-hander in the 6th inning. Pitch on its way. Down low. Ball 1. De Los Santos has not only been hit with the loons, the walk numbers. He has now worked 14 and one-third innings. He has walked 14. He has struck out 15, the 15th being Perez. The 1-0, outside for ball two. And here you go. Meanwhile, the left-hander Kumar Nambiar is continuing to warm up in the Lansing bullpen. Awaiting the official scorer's ruling, Adam, about is that an RBI triple? No, it's an RBI double for Susek. They gave him two bases, then to third on the throw-in. His pitch is high. Throwing error charged to the second baseman, Max Hewitt. And then Susek out at home. 2-5-3. It was exciting. We've had some exciting moments the last couple of games. Here's the pitch. Bobo's taking all the way. Had a called strike. 3-1.
That thanks to the Loons kind of kicking the ball around a little bit.
I mean, they've had some great moments defensively. They've had some comedic moments.
Mm.
The pitch. Well, boss spoils it foul to the right side. Count is full. We can laugh. We can enjoy because the Lugnuts have scored runs. Yesterday, Junior Perez had the old Little League two-error home run. By the way, Susak, another extra base hit, Adam. Did you get your high fives? 3-2. Well, Boss hits a fly ball out to right field. Tracking it, Chris Aline to his right. Center fielder Vogel calls him off and puts it away. And the side is retired. But the Lugnuts score one on two hits. Susak doubling home Trenkel through 5.5. Lansing 3, Great Lakes nothing.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts do, in fact, call upon the southpaw Kumar Nambiar, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. So Jacob Waters is done after 5 scoreless, and his offense has scored him a trio of runs, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. And now Nambiar and the pen to take it from here. The Lugnuts are 12 outs away from a second straight win in Great Lakes. The pitch, high, ball one. Nambiar dealing to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Lockwood Powell, Newell, and Aline, 4-5-6 in the Loons order. Against the southpaw from Yale. The deal. Off speed down. 2 balls, no strikes.
ERA sits just up over 3 for Kumar. 11 earned runs, 26 strikeouts, 15 walks for the lefty.
Nambiar kicks and throws. On the inside corner, called strike one. Adam, you asked me earlier. You said, who's going to be the next Lugnut that I thought was going to move up to AA? And the first name I gave you was immediately Tyler Baum. But Kumar came to mind. A ground ball foul up the third base side. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Lockwood Powell. The other two names that came to mind, and this is funny to me, is two lefties. Kumar Nambiar, who spent all of last year here, and then look at how he's been working this year, especially recently. Just reliable. And at some point, you figure he goes up to Midland. And then the other guy I was thinking of was Brady Basso. Nambiar's 2-2. Off the outside corner. Count is full.
No argument from me.
Any other names? Yeah. Count is full. Payoff pitch from Nambiar. Lockwood Powell swings and misses. Got him with a fastball away. One batter, one strikeout for the native of Larchmont, New York.
And that's a big one right there, because that's ball four outside. If he doesn't swing and the leadoff man is on, instead you get the strikeout. And that is a nice way to get the outing started for Kumar Nambiar.
I wonder if there's any thought. With a Jacob Waters, there are command difficulties, you know what I'm saying. Chris Newell, the batter, first pitch. He swings and pops it up on the left side of the diamond. Third baseman Winkler settles below, puts it away with one hand. Two outs. With Waters, sometimes he's not sure where it's going. Sometimes he does. I would think as a batter facing Kumar Nambiar on a 3-2, the pitch is going to be around the zone. And then in the end, Lockwood Powell chases. Newell tried to ambush. He's quickly gone. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth. Lugnuts leading by a 3-0 score in Great Lakes. Nambiar's pitch to Chris Aline. Strike called on the outside corner to the Terp. Alina walk in the second inning. A foul out to the third baseman in the fourth. Just to circle back around on the walks. Adam, you said you wanted two walks or less from Waters. You got exactly two walks in five scoreless innings and only three hits. None of them extra base hits. Two singles in the first, one single in the third. That's all. There's a swing and a ground ball. Pulled foul up the left side. And no balls, two strikes, and a lean.
I was just about to say, I'm still salivating over that excellent performance from Waters.
Salivating, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on. Ask and you shall receive. Two walks, strikes out five. Got better as the outing went on. He was tremendous.
The 0-2, up. Are you sure that salivating is the word that you're looking for?
Is that wrong?
I mean,
I want more. What's wrong with that? I'm ready for the next outing.
All right. You'll have to wait a week. Nambiar's pitch, fastball high, 91 miles an hour. You know, when he throws 91, I'm not sure if he can call himself a velo boy. You checked out the definition. Salivate was what you were looking for, right?
I think that's what I wanted, though. Okay. Hold on, I'll type it in.
Okay, here's the pitch. Off the outside corner. Now the count on the lean has gone to 3-2. On deck is Max Hewitt.
Display great relish at the sight or prospect of something.
There you go. Payoff. High, ball four. Nambiar could not bring the curve down. On a two-out free pass. Aline's second walk drawn today.
I mean, you're the walking thesaurus. You know, you should know.
No, the only reason you would call me that is I wrote the thesaurus is because I needed them. It's because I need a source to consult. So in the end, well chosen, sir. Good word.
This is all a lie. He doesn't need them. He's a walking encyclopedia, folks.
Overrated. Lefty to lefty. Max Hewitt takes a called strike one from Nambiar. Three nothing. The Lugnuts lead. Nambiar looks to put the sixth to bed. Lean at first, two outs. And a one for Hewitt. Fastball for a called strike in the outside corner. There, see 89, velo boy.
Yeah. Can stay in the club.
Hewitt is grounded to third. He is struck out swinging. And Max Hewitt out of Midhurst, Ontario, Canada. From Midhurst to Midland.
Yeah, Canada Day.
That's right. The pitch. Fought off the hands, foul into the screen. And they're celebrating Captain America here in Midland.
I love it.
It's July the 1st, my friends.
Just poke the bear.
They forced this man to wear a blue helmet. He should be decked out in red. The pitch, down low and away. One ball, two strikes, and Hewitt.
Oh, Canada.
Went to Oklahoma State where they forced him to wear orange.
Oh, no.
Chris Aline steps away from first base, held on by Batista Jr. Nambiar sets. At the belt, kicks, throws. Check swing, pitch outside. Ball two. When the Lugnuts were affiliated with the Toronto Blue Jays, we celebrated Canada Day. And I remember Shane Dawson, a proud native of Alberta, decking himself out as Captain Canada and running around the field with the Canadian flag as his cape. 2-2 pitch from Nambiar coming in. Swing and a miss. Down goes Hewitt. So Kumar Nambiar, who has family members in Toronto, So Ken today means something to the Nambiars as well. Whips the native of Ontario, Hewitt, and ends the sixth. Strikeouts bookending the frame for Kumar. He strands the walk. We go to the seventh. Adam Jaxa, waving his Canadian flag, takes over on the call. The Lugnuts on top, 3-0.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
The villain roll going well for the Lansing Lugnuts as we bring you to the top of the seventh. Lansing in front 3-0 on Captain America night here at Dow Diamond. Third pitcher in for the Great Lakes Loons, Adolfo Ramirez, the piggyback starter tonight. And he will pitch here in the seventh against Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista Jr., and C.J. Rodriguez, 6'7" and 8". 6 foot, 185-pound, 23-year-old out of Mexico. International free agent, 2016, fastball, slider, and a changeup. Winkler tonight, 1-for-2. Pitch home. In there, outside corner, strike one.
What's it mean to you that they brought in Ramirez here in the seventh inning and not the sixth when they brought in Carlos De Los Santos?
Very interesting. Trying to go the final three innings. Pitch. That's outside. 1-1. Looking, though, let's see, went an inning and two-thirds against West Michigan, 2 innings against Wisconsin. Prior to that, 3-4. 1-1. Check swing. Winkler didn't go around as he tightens his bat against his chest as the ball comes up and in. 2-1.
You can't assume that we'll see extra innings. So you cannot assume that he can go four. 3 innings is what you expect out of him, therefore.
The pitch. That's in there, top of the zone, strike two. Again, maybe, because his last three outings have been 3 innings or less. Maybe that's what they're looking at.
That's what I guess.
Very interesting. Carlos De Los Santos pitched the sixth. Worked around a double, but gave up a run. The pitch. Fouled back. Winkler stays alive. 2-2. Jack could be 2-for-2 tonight, if not for a great play by Taylor Young at third base. Took away a base hit. Otherwise, Jack's 2-for-2 with a swipe and a run scored. Instead, he'll take 1-for-2. Lansing has scored runs in the last two half innings. Can they keep it going here in the seventh? Up 3-0. 2 runs in the fifth, 1 in the 6th. Righty on righty. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chased it up high and inside. And Winkler, a strikeout victim to the new man on the mound, Adolfo Ramirez. Ramirez last year spent time in Great Lakes, Rancho Cucamonga, and Tulsa. Most time he spent in A-ball, 16 games with Rancho Cucamonga as typically a reliever. Pitch up high, ball one to Danny Bautista Jr. 3-0, Lugnuts top seven. 41 innings pitched last year with the Quakes, 56 strikeouts, 14 walks. The righty deals. Just off the inner edge. 2-0. Danny Bautista Jr. 1-for-2 tonight. Base hit, then part of that double steal with Winkler in the fifth. Came around to score the second run in that 2-run fifth. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Chased it up and out. Would have been three balls, no strikes. Both him and Winkler unable to lay off that high fastball. So here comes the 2-1. Popped up. Foul. First base side.
Part of it is you just had De Los Santos go to the mound throwing 97, 98. Adolfo Ramirez is throwing 92, 94. They see it. They think we can barrel it, but it's just a little bit too high.
You got to make him bring it in the zone. We talked about that earlier tonight. Lansing has yet to draw a walk tonight. They've struck out seven times. Two ball, two strike pitch. Chased it up high again, but fouled it off. So Lansing coming out attacking in this half inning. When you get some confidence, they haven't scored a ton of runs in this series and had a ton of base hits. But they get three runs in the last two innings. They're going up there. Swing away. 2-2. Bouncing ball, weakly hit, third base side foul as it slowly makes its way to Craig Conklin. Oh! Kick save with the right foot there to knock that down, and he's going to run it right over to a young fan. And that young fan jumping up and down, fists up in the air, excited about the new baseball. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball off the plate, and it tips off the top of Ramirez's glove, goes to the second baseman Hewitt. Charging, throws to first late, and it's an infield single for Danny Bautista Jr. Fortunate bounce up off the plate, just ticked off the top of Ramirez's glove, and Hewitt did everything he could to chase it down, but not in time.
This is where I think it really helps that Danny Bautista Jr. never, ever strikes out. Only 19 strikeouts all year. Put it into play, good things happen.
Absolutely. We've seen it a couple of times tonight. Put it in play. Can find a way aboard, and Danny has for the second time tonight.
Threat to steal now.
Got a nice lead. First pitch. C.J. Rodriguez rockets this out to left field. Newell is watching it go. It's out of here. The first one this year for C.J. Rodriguez. And the Lugnuts have jumped on the loons with their first home run of the series. 5-0 in the seventh. 395 feet for C.J. Rodriguez.
Adam, yesterday you went out on a limb. You said, this is going to be my guy to watch. You were a day early. He got every single bit of that pitch from Ramirez, and he walloped it.
Yes, he did. Wow, what a swing from CJ. A third straight half inning with runs. The pitch, Anale sprays it down the first base side. It's fading, and it's fair after the dive from Aline. He can't get to it. It goes to the wall. Anale is around second. He's speeding to third. Hewitt throws over, and the one-hop throw is late as Anale is in, standing up safely with a triple. Single, homer, triple go the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Lansing Lugnuts.
This is stunning. The Lugnuts in the first three games of the series, 17 hits, 16 singles. The bats are lively right now. It started the second pitch of the game when Max Muncy lasered the double. It's continued, and they are barreling Ramirez.
And now because of that, a conference on the mound, as you got to go back to the top of the order now, too. Strikeout of Jack Winkler, and again, he left the zone to strike out. Then you go Bautista, base hit on an infield single. Rodriguez on the next pitch launched it into the stratosphere. And then Anjeles just kind of poked it out to right, and it blooped in down the line for a triple. And Aline dove for it to try and make the catch because he didn't. It's a three-bagger. And now Max Muncy comes to the plate with still only one out. By the way, for Anjeles, his third triple this year. First pitch, down low, ball one to Max Muncy. So the Nuts with two in the fifth, one in the sixth, and two here in the seventh, and still a runner 90 feet away and only one out. Muncy tonight with one of those extra base hits. He's one for three. The pitch, Max takes it wide, 2-0. We talked about so much in this series, Jesse. First two games, it was the Loons winning the battle of the bullpens. Lugnuts locked it down last night, trying to do it again tonight. Pitch, Hard hit back up the middle. It's a base hit into left center field. Trotting in slowly is Angeles. RBI single Muncie. 6-0 Nuts in the seventh.
That's another rocket. That's 108 off of Max's bat.
That'll do. And a fourth straight hit for Lansing.
You know, even when the Lugnuts, Adam, have won, even when they've gone on nice streaks, how many of their games have been tight, have been really nervous at the end?
Now here's Caden Trinkle from the left side. First pitch up high outside. Ball one. There's been a lot of them, even like last night. You're down 4-0. You get a big 7-run fifth inning, but still have to cling to a 2-run lead to win it. One on, one out. The pitch lifted, third base side, foul territory, and out of play. Strike one to Caden Trinkle, who's 1-for-3 tonight. Single, homer, triple, RBI single. And now it's Caden Trinkle, as four straight have reached from the 7-1 hitters for the Nuts. They have exploded for two multi-run half innings after the 7-run frame yesterday. Pitch, swing and a miss, a little tardy on the fastball outside. That's now 10 hits even for Lansing after that RBI single from Max Muncy. A welcoming sight for the Nuts, the way their offense has woke up, going back to the back end of the doubleheader last night. The pitch, outside, two balls, two strikes on Trankle. That home run for C.J. Rodriguez, his first of the year, and the first for the Nuts in this series to give him 43 this season. 2-2 pitch. Down low inside, three balls, two strikes. What a half inning for Lansing. And still not over yet. That's the fifth career home run for C.J. Rodriguez in his professional career. Go back to last year in August. There goes Max Muncy to second. Swinging a bouncing ball to second. Tough hop. Hewitt reaches out, grabs it, and throws it to first in time to Lockwood Powell from the fringe. Two outs. Muncy to second. That was a really difficult play by Max Hewitt. That ball jumped off the lip of the infield grass, and Hewitt had to really extend all the way to his left to keep that one in the infield. So with two outs, it'll take a base hit from Daniel Susak to try and give Lansing another run. Susak 2-for-3, open stance from the right side. Maybe he's got a little home run pop in him. There goes Muncy to third. Pitch in there, strike one. Max has taken third base without a throw. A head first slide for Muncy, and now he's 90 feet away. Seventh steal in his 10th or 11th attempt this year.
Foot on the accelerator.
The pitch popped up first base side, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Yes, indeed. Make it 7-for-10, actually, for Max. He was ready to steal second base, too, until Caden Trinkle put it in play. Playing Susak to pull to the left side of the diamond. First base wide open. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased it up and out of the zone. Second strikeout for Adolfo Ramirez. That's going to do it, but a huge half inning for Lansing. They get four hits all in a row. They get a home run from C.J. Rodriguez, his first this year. RBI single from Muncy. Four runs, four hits, and a 6-0 Lugnut lead. Bottom seven coming up.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Six to nothing, Lansing extends their lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh. And the Villains continue on against Captain America's Great Lakes Loons tonight at Dow Diamond. Frank Rodriguez, Jake Vogel, and Taylor Young to face Kumar Nambiar, his second inning of work. That's 8-9-1 against the lefty. Faces the righty. First pitch. Drops it in a little bit low. Ball one. Trivia time to be answered here in the bottom of the seventh. Stay tuned. Pitch home. Checked it on the outside corner. Strike one. Lansing with 6 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Great Lakes with no runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. Nambiar's pitch. That's inside. Scoops off the plate. 2-1. Frank Rodriguez 0-2 tonight. Both hits were sent to the left side of the diamond. Muncy and Winkler gobbled up a couple. Really nice play by Jack Winkler to keep him off the bases in his last at-bat. 2-1 pitch. Way up high and outside. 3-1. The Loons have had runners on base in all but the fourth inning, but they have left 7 stranded. Next pitch. Up high outside. It's a 5-pitch walk for Nambiar. All right, so with one out and nobody out, comes the 9-hitter Jake Vogel. He has struck out twice tonight. Boy, it'd be a great time to turn that first double play in a couple of days. Nambiar set. The lefty throws home to the righty. Swing and a miss. Strike one, a beauty. All right, so trivia question today, back in the fourth inning. We asked you, how many times have the Lansing Lugnuts this year finished a game with no errors? The 0-1 pitch, hard hit out to left field, sinking, and it's down for a base hit in front of Trenkel. First two have reached, and the Loons turn the card over perfectly as we head back to the top of the order after a walk and a base hit. So question tonight, how many games this year out of the first 71 in the season have the Loons, or the Lugs, rather, been errorless? Any answers, Jesse?
No correct answers sent in today, Adam.
Okay. Well, they were right front and center on the Jesse Goldberg-Strassler game notes. First pitch to the righty, Taylor Young, on its way. Outside, 1 ball, no strikes. And some trouble here for Kumar Nambiar. Lansing with just 2 errors in its last 6 games and 34 errorless games this season. How about that? 1-0 pitch. That's inside. 2 balls, no strikes, and Nambiar is struggling to find the zone here. Well, you just jumped the lead up 6-0 and have little room for error, but certainly don't want to let Great Lakes back into this game. We just talked about it, how Lansing has not had a lot of easy victories, right? So your offense does its job, gets you a couple in the fifth, 1 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th. Now you'd love to get a shutdown half inning, but Nambiar struggling, and Don Schulze, pitching coach, out there to try and settle things down as the entire infield gathered on the mound. It really has been remarkable, though, this defense this year. 34 of their 72 games now, and we'll see if they make it through the final few innings here without giving up another error, but nearly half their games without any mistakes defensively has really helped out the pitching staff this year. And that's got to be one of the messages from Don Schulze right there. Don't be afraid to put it in the zone and have the ball be put in play. Your defense has got your back. 2-0. Sprayed foul up over the netting. Strike one.
Especially when you're up by 6. There's some wiggle room.
You don't mind if a run or two comes in, but you don't want the Loons to have that big blow-up half inning They're certainly capable. Had a four-run half inning last night. Lansing answered it, though, with a seven-run frame. Nambiar's 2-1. Hard hit, and it's missed by Winkler at third base, and it gets into left field. Coming around third is Rodriguez. There'll be no throw, and they hold up the other runners at second and third. It's 6-1. Jack Winkler just missed that baseball. It was a hard hit line drive, but it was right at Winkler. And I don't know if he didn't see it or what happened, or if he just went to lunge for it. It was about shoulder high right next to him. And no part of him made contact with the baseball.
A batter can fan, a fielder can fan, and it moved on him. Reached out the glove, went for the backhand stab, and he whiffed.
Instead of the catch, and maybe a double off right there. Second and third, and a run in. First pitch, bouncing ball, third base side foul, strike one to Luis Diaz. I imagine they're going to go double there. Be interested to see. Looks like they're going double. Attack on an RBI as Rodriguez comes in to score. First run of the game for the Loons. Second and third. Nobody out. 6-1 Lansing. Bottom seven. The pitch. Down low. Good block by Rodriguez. 1-1. Well, you got to get that first out. Great Lakes with a great opportunity to try and answer the three-run seventh with three runs of their own and cut this lead to 6-3. Nobody out, runners at second and third. A pitch home. Too tall and outside, and again, Nambiar is struggling to find the zone. He got behind 2-0 on Young. He got behind and walked Rodriguez, the run that just scored. Now he's behind on Diaz, 2-1. Pitch home. Whacked out to center field. Perez over to his right. Back makes the catch. This brings in a run. Both runners tag. It's 6-2 on the sack fly from Diaz.
Adam, he almost misread that. Junior started in and to his left, and the ball was back and to his right. But he's such a graceful defensive outfielder. He made up the headway, and the Lugnuts will take that out right now.
Because that was ball three. That was swung out of the zone by Diaz to go and get that. And now I think you consider it a big win if you can keep this runner at third base, only give up two runs, and still keep a four-run lead, but it won't be Kumar Nambiar. Craig Conklin trotting out there. And we'll see who they want to bring in. It looks like Brock Whittlesey is the man that's warming. So that's going to be it for Nambiar. Worked around a walk in his first inning of work in the sixth, but then a walk, a single, an RBI double on a fan from Jack Winkler at third, and then the sack fly as two runs have come in, and it will be the bearded man, Brock Whittlesey, to come in and try and get this final out as they go righty-righty against Yainer Fernandez.
We saw Brock pitching earlier in the series, and the spot that we saw him in, he relieved Jack Owen in a tough spot. It was the game that the Lugnuts lost 4-0, and Whittlesey came on, and he stranded runners at second and third. He fired one in the third, scoreless innings, as a matter of fact, in that game. Now, it didn't help the Lugnuts in the long run because the offense didn't score, but that was quality relief, coming in, getting Frank Rodriguez to get out of a jam, and then getting through Dalton Rushing and Luis Diaz, two difficult batters and a scoreless frame. So here you go. Hand the ball to Brock Whittlesey and tell him, we're in a spot, but we've got the lead. Fire strikes, attack these hitters, and get this game to the eighth inning.
Tyler Baum, your shutdown late inning guy, went last night, so you got to find a way to piece together and get the final seven outs of this game.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because the relievers who are fresh and ready today, Kumar Nambiar used, he hadn't been used since June the 25th. So everybody else, the last time that we saw them was in that opening game of the series. Whittlesey, and right now we're looking at Jack Owen and Stevie Emanuels.
All right, well, we're going to find out here. First off, try and keep this a four-run game as the Loons have struck after Lansing took the commanding 6-0 lead in the top half of the seventh. Yainer Fernandez tonight, 1-for-3, singled in the first. Grounded out in the third and flew out in the fifth. Is a righty-righty matchup here for Brock Whittlesey. So from the stretch, Whittlesey comes set, and the first pitch. That's down low, ball one. Batters against Whittlesey this year batting 313 from the right side of the plate. 357 though from the left. That's inside. And it's two balls, no strikes. That's not what you want. Again, this is where Nambiar got into trouble. He was not throwing strikes and getting behind batters. 2-0 pitch. Bouncing ball off the front foot of Fernandez, foul, 2-1. Walk, single, double, sac fly through the first four batters. Two outs, runner at third. Lugnuts playing Fernandez to pull to the left side of the diamond. The 2-1, hard hit on the ground right at Winkler, sweeps it up, couple of steps, throws to first, and a mini scoop from Bautista to pick it. And that brings in the third run. 6-3.
That was not a secure play, either for Winkler on one side or Bautista Jr. on the other. But you do get the out.
In the meantime, though, the lead is cut in half. And the three-run half inning that you just had to really give you some breathing room is gone. And it's now just a three-run lead again. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. First pitch. That's in there. Strike one. The good news, the bases are clear. Lansing getting the two-run shot from C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. In there. Strike two. And then getting the RBI single from Max Muncy. The three runs in the top half of the frame. But the Loons have, again, come back with a walk, two hits, sacrifice fly, and an RBI ground out to match the three runs in the top half of the inning. Powell tonight. Griffin Lockwood Powell, 1-3. Pitch. Checked it. Didn't go around. 1-2.
Adam, Jack Winkler had a thought of throwing home on that last grounder, too. Really, the smart move was to first base. That's why you get those three insurance runs.
The pitch. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. It was hit deep. And the Lugnuts were conceding the run. They didn't bring the infield in. So you take the out for the run. 2-2 pitch. Twisted back, fouls. Lansing in the eighth inning will have 4, 5, and 6. Perez, Buelbas, and Winkler up. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Held on to by Rodriguez. Nice job by Whittlesey to come in and get the ground out and the strikeout. And Lansing gets through the seventh. Three runs come in on two hits and a walk. It's 6-3 Lansing as we head to the eighth in Midland.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Seven innings down, two to go. Lansing in front, 6-3. But the Loons just got back into the game with that three-run bottom of the seventh. Maybe the Lugnuts can put some pressure on here with some offense in the eighth. It'll be Junior Perez, Brian Buelbas, Jack Winkler, 4, 5, and 6, middle of the order, coming to the plate against the lefty, Franklin De La Paz. First pitch on the inner half, a little bit too tight, ball one. He is the fourth Loons pitcher to enter the game, taking over for Adolfo Ramirez. Gave up three runs. Pitch, that's down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Great to see Junior Perez get aboard. Maybe he's got a big swing in him. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Hard hit line drive in the first. Fly out in the fourth. Cade in the sixth. 2-0 pitch. Inside corner. Fastball. Beauty. Strike one. You're down 2-0 against a power hitter like Perez. That's a good spot to get back in the count. Next pitch. Kicked back off the netting. 2-2. Kendall Williams started the game, went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs. De Los Santos came in for an inning, gave up a run. Ramirez came in for an inning, gave up 3 runs. Nuts have done a great job against the pen tonight of the Loons. They've scored in 3 straight half innings. Lefty on righty. Time called first, though, by Junior Perez. Lansing looking to even up this series through the first 4 games. Close out the series tomorrow and Monday, a day later than normal. Usually it's a Tuesday through Sunday split. The pitch, way inside. Perez bending over like a 90-degree angle to get out of the way of that pitch. Came low and in, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. De La Paz kicks and throws. Lifted back foul. Lansing, since the 5th inning, has had 8 hits. Give them an even 10 for the game after they had just 2 hits through the first 4 innings against Williams. The pitch home. Hard hit, bouncing ball over towards third to his left. Young has it, sets, throws to first, and Perez just gets beat. He's got great speed by the down the line, but not able to get there before Young could dispose of him for the first down. So the 4 and 5 hitters tonight, Perez and Buelbas, combined 0 for 7. Ryan trying to potentially change that here as he comes up.
Not for lack of effort for Junior Perez.
He's had a couple of nice swings. First pitch, Buelbas standing and watching, takes strike one. This guy's got some pop in his bat. 2 home runs this year for the Nuts. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike two. Both have come at home, though. Last one coming June 17th against Peoria. He's got the bases clear. 1 away. Top 8. 6-3 Nuts. Lefty on righty. The pitch. Bouncing ball back off the plate. 0-2. This is a bat, Jesse, that we know that there's power. We know that there's potential. But Welbus has got to... he's got to get going at some point because it hasn't quite come out yet.
I think that there's a lot of power and a lot of potential, just not in game.
0-2, swing and a miss. He was tardy on the fastball, second strikeout tonight. 0 for 4, 2 away.
That's a guy who I think is inside his own head. When Lázaro Armenteros, back in 2021, tore up Stockton, was called up to Lansing. Do you remember how he got into a slump right away? I think that's been what happened to Brian Buelbas. He was terrific in Stockton. He gets called up, and he gets thrown right back into this slump.
Now it's Jack Winkler's turn. First pitch, twists in on the hands and low, strike one. And hopefully a lot of guys go through those in their own head, slumps within the season, and you know, fight your way out. It's a long year and a difficult game. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. Winkler tonight, 1 for 3. Ground out, strikeout, base hit, run scored after a stolen base. 6-3, Lugnuts, top 8. Pitch home, outside, 1-2. Lansing doubling up, Great Lakes in the run column and the hit column. 6-3, they lead. And 10-5, they lead in the hit column. Jack Winkler with a home run this year, batting just short of 240, 55 hits. Pitch, popped up, back into the seats. Long games here in Great Lakes, too. Now this is a team that has some long, lengthy at-bats. I mean, we played essentially 4 hours yesterday, two-hour games in seven innings each. 1-2 pitch. Popped up, foul territory again to the right side of the diamond. And here we are, pressing towards 2.5 hours in, and we still got to make our way to the bottom of the eighth and then into the ninth. And you would expect the Loons should be batting again in the bottom of the ninth unless they have a huge bottom eight here. Pitch home. Reached on and launched over the shortstop, Diaz, down for a base hit. Winkler just went down and got that breaking ball, and a big swing for him for his second hit tonight. Well done for Jack Winkler to keep the inning alive.
He had been 0-9 in this series, coming into play today, but we have seen some line drives from Jack, and difficult hitting too. Franklin De La Paz is a live arm, and you mentioned it. He went down to barrel that pitch.
Technically, he should have three hits tonight outside of a great defensive play by Taylor Young in his first at-bat in the second. Here's a guy with two hits, Danny Bautista from the right side. Lefty De La Paz throws back to first, and Winkler, leaning, does get back in safely. He wasn't off the bag much, so he didn't slide in either. It was a little awkward get back, and Jack having a little laugh over there with Lockwood Powell.
He got taken by surprise. Right side of the infield is wide open if Danny wants to shoot it that way.
The pitch on the inside corner, strike one. Yeah, it's Max Hewitt, the second baseman, is almost playing behind second base, and with Griffin Lockwood Powell holding on Jack Winkler, he's punched that ball the other way. It's a base hit. See if he can do it. He'll one pitch. Swings and misses. Not go for the punch there. He went for the knockout punch there.
But keep in mind, he does not punch out often. This is perhaps the hardest batter to strike out on the Lugnuts.
Yeah, he puts it in play a lot. Just 10 strikeouts, 19 strikeouts this year. Pitch, lifted out to right field. Aline coming over towards the line, reaches up and makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So, he doesn't strike out, but couldn't put it on the ground to the right side. And the Lugnuts leave the base hit from Winkler stranded. Through 7.5, 6-3 Nuts in Midland.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, the Lugnuts 6 outs away from a second straight victory against the Midwest lead-leading Great Lakes Loons. The Lugnuts will go to their fourth pitcher tonight. It is number 32, Stevie Emanuels. He faces the lefty, Chris Newell. First pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. Woo! The heater right there, 94 on the gun. And a Manuel's the man out of Washington, trying to keep this a 3-1 lead, three-run lead for the Nuts, 6-3. Pitch, fouled back, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Lansing led 6-0 after a three-run seventh. C.J. Rodriguez has hit his first home run as a Lansing Lugnut. If you missed that, Loons came right back, though. Had three runs of their own. Get them back to within three. Emmanuel's tall on the hill. Turns and throws home. Launched back up over our heads on a play. Jesse spotlighted Chris Newell to begin the night. We were both thinking, look out for this guy in the five hole. Kind of lingering right there. But the Nuts done a great job on him. He's 0 for 3. Fielder's choice. Ground out. Fly out. 0-2. That bounces in front of the plate. Rodriguez has had to deal with four or five of those tonight, whether it's been from Jacob Waters or now Stevie Emmanuels. In front of the plate, came up, hit the mask, and actually knocked off the catcher's mask that C.J. Rodriguez is wearing. Goodness. Never take catchers for granted. They work hard back there. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Newell down to a knee. Couldn't catch up to that high heat. And the Lugnuts get their first strikeout from Stevie Emmanuels. That was pretty.
I might say this every single time we see him on the mound. He looks like an entirely new man compared to the Emmanuels that we saw each of the last 2 years.
That fastball was getting barreled left and right the last couple of years. Here's Chris Aline from the left side. First pitch fastball up high. Ball one. I mean, you're looking going, this was the fifth round pick for the A's. They obviously value this guy, the last pick they had in the 2020 draft, but he just couldn't find his stuff. Pitch. Oh, breaking ball twisted in on the outside part of the plate beautifully. Strike one. One ball, one strike. It was almost batting practice how hard his fastball was getting launched. Not so far this year. 1-1. Hard hit on the ground, foul, first base side. 1-2 on Chris Aline, who's walked twice tonight, fouled out once.
In the last 2 years, his fastball was 90 to 94. Really 90, 91. Every now and then he touched 94. Adam, right now he's sitting 94, and he's getting it up to 96. And when he's complementing it with that curve and that change, the batter's got no shot.
No shot indeed. 1-2 pitch. A little bit wide with the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. It's another lockdown arm. You're hoping the Lugnuts may have in the bullpen that has struggled at times this year. I'm sure they would love to ride Stevie Emmanuels to the final six outs of this game if possible. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Sent foul, third base side. Little poke, and Aline stays alive.
This is early, but I'm throwing this out there. If and when Tyler Baum gets the call up to double A.
You read my mind. Go ahead, Sam.
Stevie Emmanuels is closer.
No question about it. Was just thinking the same thing. 2-2. A little bit up high and outside. Three balls, two strikes. So if you're keeping track at home, Jesse and I both came up with the same spotlight Great Lake Loon tonight. And now we have made our pitch to the next closer if Tyler Baum does go up. The pitch, twisted back in on the hands. Remains three balls, two strikes. Boy, I do feel good about the Rodriguez one, but I really wanted that yesterday. Wasn't meant to be. I'll have to let him know that.
You do that.
He has played a great game tonight, though. C.J. Rodriguez keeping everything in front. His first home run as a Lugnut came just an inning ago. 6-3 Nuts, bottom eight. The pitch home. Popped up, left side of the diamond. Back goes to third baseman Jack Winkler. Still going, and he makes the catch. Caden Trenkel panicked for a moment there because he thought it was going to be Winkler's ball all the way, then realized it just kept carrying. Trenkel then had to try and come in, but Winkler made sure that he had it as he was closest to the ball, and there's two outs.
Adam, on my scorecard, that's an F5. That's a flyout to the third baseman.
That's what I've got as well. And that was out in the middle of left field. Because, again, Jack Winkler was tracking the whole way. Trenkel thought he was going to get it. And he was right. Here's Max Hewitt from the left side. The pitch home. Swatted up towards that left side and out of play. Strike one. 6-3 our score. Bottom eight. Lugnuts in front. Two outs. Base is clear. Lansing four outs away from two straight victories. Try and even up this series at two apiece. The pitch. Breaking ball in there beautifully. 0-2. I mean, just working off that fastball and that breaking ball. Emmanuel's looks great. Head high hold, turns and throws. Breaking ball fouled, first base side. Max Hewitt 0-3 tonight. Ground ball, strikeout, strikeout. Loons were held silent through six innings before they tapped in to the run column with three in the seventh. Lansing with runs in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Two strikeouts for Stevie Emmanuel's out of the pen. And we will head to the ninth. Lansing three outs away as they lead 6-3 in Midland.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the ninth. With the Lugnuts 6, the Great Lakes Loons 3. Add a chance for insurance before the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lansing batters coming up here. 8, 9, and 1 in the order. C.J. Rodriguez, who homered his last time up after a sacrifice fly before that. He's knocked in 3 of the 6. Then A. Rebiel Adelaide, who has tripled. And then followed by Max Muncy, who has singled and doubled. So, let's see how they fare. The left-hander Franklin De La Paz returns and misses high and wide, ball one. De La Paz allowed a single to Jack Winkler in the eighth inning, otherwise scoreless though, stranded him, struck at one. The right-handed hitting C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch inside off the mitt of the catcher Rodriguez. On the count, 2 balls, no strikes.
What did this guy do last time he was at the plate?
On the very first pitch, Adam, he catapulted one way out over the left center field wall.
Ah, you know he's got a nice 2-0 hitter count here.
Yes, he does. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pushed foul up the third base side. 2-1. 395.5 feet on that home run.
We round up on .5, so go ahead with 396.
Let's go to 396.
Right out to left center. What a swing that was for Rodriguez.
First home run of the season. 2-1. Hitters count. Taking. Strike called on the inside corner. Fastball from De La Paz. 93. First home run, by the way, for CJ. Since August the 19th last year against the Lake Elsinore Storm. 2-2. Hit in the air. Under shallow left center field. It's dropping. And it falls for a base hit in front of center fielder Bogle. He scoops it up. He lobs it into second. And CJ Rodriguez, instead of a home run, picks up the dying quail. A leadoff single in the ninth inning. Duck snort.
We'll take it.
You ever heard of a bloop and a blast? CJ's last two at-bats went a blast and a bloop.
Well, Anales can go blast here if he'd like.
1-3 with a triple. Right-handed batter waits. Southpaw deals. Taking. Strike called, inside corner. 94. Nobody out, top of the ninth. This game was scoreless entering the fifth inning. Two in the fifth, one in the sixth, three in the seventh for the Nuts. The pitch, a ground ball hooked foul in front of the on-deck hitter, Muncy. No balls, two strikes. I could also frame the scoring out of them in this way. Through the first six innings, there were only three runs, all of them scored by Lansing. Then the Nuts scored three in the top of the seventh, and the Loons scored three in the bottom of the seventh. De La Paz delivers. High and wide, ball one.
You know what the best part of all the runs? The Lugnuts have more. I like that.
That's true. Six runs on 12 hits and no errors for the Nuts. Three runs, five hits, one error for the Loons. Rodriguez at first, not much speed. The pitch. Golfed high in the air, out into shallow left, wanders the shortstop. Luis Diaz backpedals for the catch. And Rodriguez back to first base. Out number one.
Kind of a carbon copy of what we just saw with Jack Winkler. That's going to go down as a F6, but it was out in pretty deep left field territory.
We're talking about places that would not be infield fly rules.
That is correct.
Top of the order, Max Muncy, 2-for-4, RBI single and a double. The right-handed hitting shortstop. Oakland's first round selection 2 years ago. The pitch to him. Fastball called a strike on the inside edge. This game four in the series. Should the Lugnuts win? Right now they're up 6-3 in the top of the ninth. One on, one out. They would have won two in a row after the Loons won the first two, setting up two more to go. The pitch to him. Breaking ball. Hooks in for a strike called to Muncy. Nothing and two. The next two games in this series, 1:05 p.m. Madden A's. Tomorrow, Yoelvis Del Rosario against the Loons lefty Justin Robleski. A two-strike offering from De La Paz. Breaking ball down and in. Sliding stop to his left by Rodriguez. Keeps the runner Rodriguez safely at first base. Ball one. Then on Monday, Adam, I'm so gratified. It gives me such great happiness to see that the right-hander Mitch Myers is scheduled to make that start for the Lugnuts to come off the injured list. The pitch. Muncy rips it through the left side of base hit in the left field past the diving Diaz. From left, Newell gets in the throw. Up to second goes Rodriguez on the base hit by Muncy. Max Muncy's second single and his third hit of the game.
That was a rocket off the bat. You're right, though. Great to see Mitch Myers. He took the baseball off the head in his last home start, and it was a scary feeling. Went to Sparrow, precautionary. A little blood, but never lost consciousness. And quick stint on the IL, and he's coming right back. That is awesome to see.
Yeah. Two on, one out for Caden Trinkle batting left. The pitch. Down and away. Gets away, but not far from Frank Rodriguez rolling left. Keeps the runners at first and second. One ball and no strikes. Mild concussion, staples in the head, and all things considered, best case scenario for the former Pitt Panther.
Yes, indeed.
So Mitch Myers will get the ball 1:05 p.m. Monday against Ronan Kopp. The pitch, outside, popped out of the middle of the catcher Rodriguez again. Two balls, no strikes on Trinkle.
I really think some insurance here is a good idea. Loons have got some potent bats, and you never know. Big crowd on hand, ready to explode in that ninth inning. Like to get a run or two here and just tack on some more.
Great Lakes is thinking the same thing. Catcher Rodriguez has gone out to the mound to buy some time. As the Loons are warming up a lefty in the pen, they don't want things getting away from De La Paz.
Well, they worked so hard to get back in this game after they're down 6-0. Tacked on three. And again, just as quick as they tacked on three, they certainly could do it again. So, top of the order here to try and extend it.
The 24-year-old Dominican lefty is ready. 2-0 pitch to Trinkle. Very high. Three balls and no strikes. Adam, with certain Lugnuts pitchers, and I'm going to spotlight Jacob Waters. We understand that the arm is great, but every now and then, the spots of wildness happen. That's been the worry for the Loons with De La Paz. 15 walks and 16 in the third innings coming in. Dios, and the 3-0 is in there at the letters. Strike call. His command had been good. Just the single and a scoreless eighth here in the ninth. The leadoff single by Rodriguez. Anales popped out. Muncy a single. He'd been throwing strikes, but now this is a 3-1 to Trinkle. The pitch. A chopper's hit up the middle. Shortstop Diaz watches it travel, and it goes into center field for a base hit. Around third, Rodriguez scores. Muncy takes third. Here comes the throw into second on an RBI single by Trinkle. The miscommunication between the middle infielders allows the Lugnuts to increase the lead. Nuts 7, Loons 3.
Yeah, they kicked the extra point, and that one went right through the uprights and through the middle of the diamond, perfectly hit between Hewitt and Diaz. You said it. Both of them had about the same distance to go get it, kind of looked at each other. Neither went and got it. One of those perfect spot swings for Caden Trinkle, and it works out in the Nuts' favor. They do get a run back, and now you got the big fella coming up next.
A visit to the mound first for Great Lakes. Franklin De La Paz looking at his pitching coach, David Anderson. Looks right up to him, puts his right hand on De La Paz's left shoulder, and is talking to him in the entire infield. Daniel Susak is coming up with a run in, only one out, and runners at the corners. And we have hit the meat of the order. Ah, the signal has been made. De La Paz out. New pitcher coming in for the Loons.
Well, yeah, I didn't think he was going to get to face Daniel Susak. Lugnuts have just kept putting the pressure on. 1-9 tonight. This offense has been tough to deal with. And Susak has swung it well himself. So I'll try another man out there.
Fifth pitcher of the night for the Great Lakes Loons. The new man in is Benoni Robles, who we saw, but we didn't see very long. Benoni Robles pitched earlier in the series. He sewed up the 4-0 Loons victory over the Lugnuts in the opener on Wednesday. He relieved Juan Murillo with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the ninth, and he struck out Clark Elliott to end it. So one batter, one strikeout, and Robles now makes the 17th appearance of the year. 13 and two-thirds innings, only 8 hits allowed, one of them a home run. It walked 16 strikeouts, and the league batting 167 against the 6'5", 230-pound lefty out of San Pedro de Macorís. While I have a moment, checking out the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard. No games have gone final yet, and in fact, this one is the closest. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps are trailing in Lake County 5-3. They're going to the ninth inning from Classic Park. Classic Auto Body Park.
Somewhere, right? The Classic Auto Group Park.
Dayton and West Michigan are tied up 6-6. They're in the last of the eighth inning from West Michigan.
Hold on, just I wanted to know, did you want to read them from MLB.com or from the MBS scoreboard out there and right?
I can. I could. All right, so here we go. Lake County 5, Fort Wayne 3. They're on the top of the ninth inning from Lake County at Classic Auto Body Part. South Bend is trailing in Beloit 6-5. Wait, they've changed the scores, and we're ready to work. Benoni Robles to Daniel Susak. Runner moves from first base. Pitch called to strike. Throw it to second base. The tag applied. Late. Steal of second for Caden Trinkle with Max Muncy anchored to third. Trinkle swipes his sixth bag of the year in 8 attempts. And just like that, in a scoring position. No balls, one strike on Susak.
Applaud your effort, though, but knocks out in everything for Jesse to read the board out there and write.
Daniel Susak, 2-for-4, a single and an RBI double. Infield forced to come in for the Loons. Lugnuts up 7-3. Robles offers. Swing and a miss on the fastball in at 96. Live arm indeed. Cedar Rapids leads in Peoria 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Oh, you thought I was going to stop?
No, I didn't.
I should. Second and third, one out, top of the ninth. An 0-2 pitch for Susak. On its way. Fly ball out to left field. Back goes Newell. He's got room in front of the track. Makes the catch. Both runners tag. A throw into third is cut. Muncy scores standing, and Trinkle takes third on the Susak sack flying. And the lead for the Lugnuts grows to 8-3.
Well, there you go. We said, could you get a run or maybe two, maybe three back? Daniel just missed that one, but gets it far enough out there. Two runs in. Lead is pressed to five here in this ninth inning. Nice insurance for the Nuts.
That's an 0-2 pitch. And a very high fastball from Robles that he matched up. He timed it. He got it. And now Junior Perez with two outs and a teammate at third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Laid on the fastball away at 96.
Man, if there's ever a guy that deserves a base hit tonight, it's this guy. He has had some well-struck balls, hasn't been able to find the grass. Get an RBI, too, with a runner at third base if you get it.
He's 0 for 4, batting right. The pitch to him, up high. Breaking ball from from Robles. Quickly looking over the Midwest League scoreboard. Was there any game I didn't mention? Maybe Wisconsin 4, Quad Cities 3, going to the 8th from Davenport. There you go. One ball, one strike on Junior Perez. 0 for 4. The pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Just to back up what Adam was saying. Go back to his very first at-bat. Max Muncy was at second in the top of the first inning. Two outs. And Junior Perez hung a frozen rope to left that caught Chris Newell as much as he caught it. Well, here we are again. Same situation. Runner in scoring position. Two outs. 1-2 from Benoni Robles. Does not chase the fastball up. Two balls and two strikes.
It's a good no swing right there from Perez. That's hard to lay off. Chin-high fastball. Good location right there from Robles.
Two runs are in here in the ninth inning. 8-3 Nuts. Robles delivers. Down. Smothered by the catcher Rodriguez. Three balls and two strikes on Perez. First and second base open. Brian Guelbas waiting on deck. What a spot for the Lugnuts. What a performance so far in this one on a Saturday night in Midland. And now the payoff. High for ball four. Perez draws the walk from Robles, and there are Lugnuts at the corners for Guelbas.
Just an excellent bat right there for Perez. Doesn't turn into a base hit, but he laid off high fastball after high fastball. One of the toughest pitches to stay back on and earns a walk, extends this inning. Really good at bats, and again, the pressure. In the final five innings of this game, Lansing has scored in four, and three have been multi-run half innings.
That was the first walk drawn by a Lugnut in the game. Brian Guelbas waits. Initial offering instead of throw over to first base. Nearly a balk. Back in with that issue, Junior Perez. The worry there for Benoni Robles is he has to step toward first. He cannot step toward the plate and then sidewind it over. Now he deals. And Guelbas takes a very high fastball.
Well, if I'm looking here correctly, Jesse, this is the last man that has not reached safely tonight in this Lugnuts 9.
0 for 4, two strikeouts, one ground out, one flyout. At third, Trenkel, at first, Perez, both with great speed. Robles' pitch, high again. In the Lugnuts bullpen, it's Stevie Emanuels, because this top of the ninth inning has gone on so long. Emanuels just came out of the pen and worked a perfect bottom of the eighth with two strikeouts. He will head back there for the bottom of the ninth whenever it arrives. 2-0, Robles to Guelbas. Swing and a miss. 94 on the outside corner and Bayon. Kendall Williams, the first five innings for the Lins, then Carlos de los Santos, Adolfo Ramirez, Franklin de la Paz, Benoni Robles. Robles with the 2-1. Perez runs, and the pitch fouled back into the screen. 95 in on the hands to Guelbas. Otherwise, Perez had swiped second.
I love the aggressive nature from Lansing right now. You can never score enough runs. It's still only a five-run game. You're three outs away, but continue to press your luck and see if you can push across as many runs as possible to secure this victory.
Four stolen bases already for the Lugnuts tonight. Does Perez run on the 2-2? The set, the pitch. He doesn't. And Robas goes down swinging. Chased a fastball above his shoulders. Side retired. Lugnuts play two on three hits and a walk. Leave runners at first and third. But insurance has been applied. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Now it's the Lugnuts 8, the Loons 3.
Come on, Dad.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The bottom of the ninth inning is here, and the Lugnuts are three outs away from a second straight win at Dow Diamond and improving to 5-2 over the Loons this season. It's the Lugnuts 8, the Loons 3. Stevie Emanuels returns after a dominant bottom of the eighth inning in which he whipped Chris Newell and Max Hewitt in a perfect frame. Emanuels will take on 8-9-1, Rodriguez, Vogel, Young. Righty to righty, first offering waved at and missed by Frank Rodriguez. 95 and buy him.
Well, they just asked Stevie Emanuels to pump it up here in the middle innings, and he obliged.
He kicks, fires, swing and a miss, strike two. Well, you know, Stevie is a well-meaning sort.
Let's keep it up.
Two fastballs right past Rodriguez, who is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Stevie nods yes. Steps back. Leg kick on the pitch. Broke it down low and away. Appeal of a check swing denied. Ball one to Frank. Ten strikeouts so far for Lugnuts pitchers. Swing and a miss. Make it 11. A fastball that came dangerously close to hitting Rodriguez in the hip, and yet he's still offered at it. He's at number one.
Stevie, strikeout master. Three strikeouts, four batters faced. They cannot figure him out right now.
Now Emanuels against Jake Vogel. One out, last of the ninth. 8-3 Lugnuts, the pitch. Right in there for a called strike at 95. The number nine hitter waits. The deal. A ground ball bounced foul up the left side.
And back and forth. Fastball, breaking ball, fastball. Setting him up perfectly, getting ahead, hitting the strike zone, and all the options here up 0-2.
Makes me think of New Jersey, Adam. The 0-2. Swinging a broken bat lofter out to shallow left field. That ball is off the glove of the diving Trenkle, bounces away. Center fielder Perez gets it in. A wide turnaround first base for Vogel. Returns to first with a single. Caden Trenkle nearly had a dramatic diving catch.
I think he dove too early, Jesse. If he waits a little bit longer and dives forward, I think he's got a chance there, even just half a step. But great effort by him. It drops in, and no harm, no foul. You're still up by 5 runs.
So bring up the top of the order and Taylor Young. 8-3 Lugnuts. Pick off the over tag applied late. Keep in mind that Stevie Emanuels picked off Taylor Young when he faced these Loons earlier in the series.
That's a nice move, too. Throw over there.
Jack Owen is now warming up in the Lugnuts pen, just in case. Taylor Young is 2-for-3. Single, double, walk. The deal. Fastball wide. The reason why I said Stevie Emmanuel's reminds me of New Jersey. New Jersey, you know, when you go there, you stop at a gas station. It's not self-serve. They have to pump the gas for you. Stevie Emmanuel's pumps his own gas. See where I'm going with that one? Broke that pitch high. Cannon Young, two balls and no strikes. It was a long road to get there.
Well, it is a long way to New Jersey, but I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Double play ball would end the game. The pitch fouled off the hands of the Cat now. Two balls and one strike. Luis Diaz is waiting on deck. 8-3 Lugnuts. Emmanuel's come set. Let's it fly. Fastball called strike two. 8 runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Loons. And their 3 runs all came in the same inning. Scored 3 in the bottom of the 7th and nothing more. 5 scoreless from Jacob Waters, struck out 5. Kumar Nambiar, 1 1/3. All 3 runs pinned to him. 2 walks, 2 hits, 2 Ks. Brock Whittlesey, 2/3 of an inning. Perfect. 1 strikeout. And Emmanuel since the start of the 8th. At first, Vogel. The deal. A ground ball hit towards short. Muncy's got it. Glove flip to second. And they get one, and that is all. Ari Bielanales holds on to the baseball. Fielder's choice off the bat of Young. Vogel sent to the dugout is at number 2.
I wonder if Max should have just run that over the bat. It was kind of far. Never mind. Did the right thing there, but shoveled it from the glove, so couldn't get enough on it. Because of that, Anales said, I'll hold on to it.
I think that's a case, too, where Taylor Young runs really well. So Anales, discretion the better part of valor. 2 outs in the 9th, 8-3 nuts. Luis Diaz takes ball 1 up and in.
Give your strikeout master over here another opportunity to get one more.
This is new, huh? Strikeout master, Stevie's new nickname?
Stevie the strikeout master.
Swing and a miss by Diaz. He went up for some high heat. Dislodged his helmet, nearly lost his footing entirely. Luis Diaz has chased some of the highest pitches I've seen all year.
And you want to keep throwing it up there, he might keep swinging at it.
Ball on a strike the cap. Emmanuel's with the deal. Instead, it's down and away. Ball 2. Next Lugnuts home game, the 4th of July. So home here against the Loons, or on the road here against the Loons, 1:05 p.m. tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. Monday. Independence Day, Tuesday. The pitch. Diaz chases the breaking ball away. Strike 2.
I mean, I'm going head-high fastball right here. No need to put it in the zone. Blow one more by him up at the shoulders and get that 3rd strike.
3 strikeouts so far for Stevie. 2 outs, the pitch. Swing and a miss. The strikeout master notches one to end the game. 4 strikeouts for Stevie Emmanuels and 2 scoreless innings. And the Lugnuts beat the Loons 8-3.
Villain, Stevie Emmanuel and the Lugnuts, villains tonight as they take down the Captain America Great Lakes Loons. Great stuff. Hitting put the pressure on. Stevie Emmanuels comes in to lock it down. And the Lugnuts come up with a big-time victory, their 2nd straight.
Adam, I think that there was a feeling from the Loons. They were swept by the Lugnuts in the opening 3 games of the year. They said, that's not us. And then they went on, they played the best baseball, one loss-wise, of any minor league baseball team in the country. They were looking forward to this return engagement. They win game 1, 4-0. They win game 1 of the doubleheader yesterday. They're thinking the tables are turning. Lugnuts come right back, take game 2 with that 7-run 5th inning. And then today, whether you want to talk about the pitching and the dominance that we saw or the overwhelming offense, this was an all-around Lugnuts victory.
And this victory secures that Lansing remains the only team in the Midwest League with a winning record against the Loons. 5 wins, 2 losses, and only 2 games left to go in this series. But yes, I mean, where do you start? I think you got to start with the offense and the way they broke through again tonight. Multiple half innings, put the pressure on, specifically in the last 5 innings. Gave your bullpen some leeway, took some pressure off them. And they didn't need the pressure anyways with Stevie Emmanuel locking it down through the last two innings.
Yes, sir. Lugnuts improved to 3-4, 34-38 overall for the year. 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors, and the Nuts stranded 6 runners on the base paths. On the other side for the Loons, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. The Loons stranded 8. Great Lakes falls to 3-4 and 48-24 for the year. It is rare that the Loons drop back-to-back games. They do so for the second time against the Lugnuts.
No home runs again tonight for the Loons. Kept them in the yard. It started with Jacob Waters. It finished with Emmanuel's bookend, the two best performances on the hill tonight.
Lugnuts, though, did not stay in the yard. C.J. Rodriguez, home run number one.
Great to see that for C.J. You can feel that swing coming soon, and he opens July with a bang, as do the Nuts.
Three-hit game for Max Muncy, two-hit games. For Caden Trankel, Daniel Susak, Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista Jr., and C.J. Rodriguez, who knocked in three. Oh, by the way, Caden Trankel, three games back, three two-hit games. That's the offense, and on the pitching side, 5 scoreless from Jacob Waters. The bullpen, Nambiar ran into issues, so Whittlesey and Emmanuels took it from there.
This all comes against the team with the best ERA in the league. Keep them swinging, keep them hot, boys, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
2 hours and 50 minutes to play. We enjoyed it.
Yes, indeed.
4,335 in attendance. They might not have enjoyed it quite as much. Coming up tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., game number 5, right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario takes on the lefty Justin Robleski. He's a good one for the Loons. We'll see what'll happen. That'll do it for us. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We thank you so much for tuning in and keeping us company. Till tomorrow, this has been Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Good night from Midland, Michigan, and Dow Diamond. And go Nuts!